Oh, that would be absolutely wonderful. Well, I for one wouldn't boycott that. I'd be very, very happy to take my daughter to that. Thank you so much for joining us, Gavia. Got it right this time. Gavia Baker-Whitelaw, we are going to sack at least 18 of the producers. We don't have that many, but I would sack them if we did for that. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate that. It's a very strange world we live in where these things are even stories. But have I given into it by talking about it? Yeah, I probably have. I give in every single day to talking to Mr. John Holmes, so right. Why not? He is here, I'm delighted to say.
18 is also the average age of many of our producers as well, to be fair.
It is, though, isn't
yeah,
it?
They're all like tiny children.
Absolutely.
Which they explains
love,
a lot.
They all love Disney.
Yeah.
They absolutely love it, don't they? You're here to take on your show from 1 o'clock. Did you enjoy Mr. Al Murray yesterday?
Al Murray was very good yesterday. Today,
he is, isn't he?
Today, Brian Connolly.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah. Al Murray, Brian Connolly. Look at that.
What, just what's in 2 days. The trajectory there? Up or down?
I don't know. I can't work it out. We'll find out afterwards. Brian Connolly's been in. But there's that. There's today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, of course, as another celebrity is tested as to their knowledge of Full Set Talk Radio Breakfast. Ooh. Presenter Paul Ross.
Who's this, then?
Don't know who's doing it today. But it will be happening later on.
Will they do as well as me?
Get to the top of the leaderboard.
Some points. That's
with
all
everyone
you
else
have to
who's
achieve.
Ever played.
Some points. Brilliant. That's John Holmes coming up after 1 o'clock with you all the way till four. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful afternoon. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday, every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
20th Century Fox presents...
The world is not the same.
Logan is a superhero movie like no other.
Mutants, they're gone now.
Critics are united. It's one of Hugh Jackman's greatest performances.
I am not what you think I am.
You could have it all.
It's exceptional filmmaking, bloody and bold.
I would find...
The best Wolverine yet.
This is what life looks like. You should take a moment. You still have time.
Logan, in cinemas now, rated 15.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers. And you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again. Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
Yeah, so you've matched a £1 million raffle number, so congratulations.
Goodness me, I don't believe that.
You will when you receive the cheque.
Oh my God, I'm shaking. I really cannot believe it.
You probably won't until you have that cheque in your hands.
Lovely.
Kath is just one of the lucky millionaires made in the Lotto raffle. In every Lotto draw, £1 million must be won. Play makes it possible. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
So, what can you do in your lunch hour? Eat your lunch, obviously. Do a bit of social networking. Text your partner asking what should we have for tea. Or you could sell your car. Yep, selling your car with WeBuyAnyCar.com is so quick, the average drive time to a branch is less than 15 minutes. You could have sold your car before everyone else has made it back to their desks. Quick, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon. It's a Thursday. I'm John Holmes, and here's Victoria with the news on Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Coming up, police facing crisis, charges over rape in Parliament, and Countdown host wasn't a spy.
Talk Radio.
The policing minister says there's no excuse for any force not to deliver on its obligations as a report warns it's in a crisis. The police watchdog says victims are being let down in England and Wales. 14 services have been rated inadequate or in need of improvement. Lord Brian Paddock, the former Deputy Assistant Commissioner at the Metropolitan Police, has told Talk Radio they're being stretched as there's been a 22% cut in funding in the last 6 years.
As well as the current crime that they're going to have to deal with,
They've got loads and loads of historic child abuse cases to deal with, for example. They've got a big public inquiry coming up into undercover policing. So effectively, they're trying to deal with 120% of current demand with less than 80% of the resources that they had.
The Prime Minister says the government's bill to start the official Brexit process must be approved unamended. It's after last night's defeat in the House of Lords. Peers wanted more protections for EU citizens. Conservative peer Baroness Altman has told Talk Radio it needs to be changed.
All the government needs to do is to come back to Parliament, which is what we were asking the minister to do, and just commit to unilaterally doing the right thing and going into the negotiations, which will be difficult and will be complex, with goodwill and on the moral high ground.
A Conservative MP's aide has been charged with rape. It's claimed the attack happened in the House of Parliament in October. 23-year-old Samuel Armstrong from Essex has been suspended. A batch of frozen corn mince is being recalled because it might contain small pieces of metal. The 300-gram packs are only sold at Tesco stores. And Richard Whiteley's partner insists he was not a spy. It's after the actor Ricky Tomlinson accused the Countdown host, who died in 2005, of being an MI5 operative who helped orchestrate a plot to have him jailed. But Catherine Apanowitz says he had asthma and a poor grasp of technology, so wouldn't have been up to the job.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's all right, John.
Thanks, Victoria. That's a double cover, though, isn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Whiteley was a spy. Come on. They all are. They're all at it. Light entertainment, game show, quiz presenter. They're all at it.
Really?
Yeah. I have on good authority, and I've been doing some research on this morning. There's some breaking news this afternoon, which you're going to have to deal with later.
Okay.
But I know for a fact that Les Dennis killed Alexander Litvinenko.
That's quite the claim.
Yeah, well,
I'm sure he would deny that.
Well, he can come on here and deny it if he wants. Les Dennis.
I thought it was to do with the Russians.
Yes, but what's Les Dennis if not a double agent?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Family Fortunes was nothing more than a recruitment drive for spies.
Oh. Right, and what's your evidence to back these claims?
Oh, I don't have any, but, you know. But, you know, neither did Ricky Tomlinson, really, did he? He said it, so it's fine.
But he's aggrieved.
I'm aggrieved. Don't
Why
like
are you aggrieved?
Les Dennis is annoying. So, thanks, Victoria, for the news.
That's all right.
Great stuff. Today, your bonus news, by the way, is at 3:30.
Yes.
It's animal news.
Yes.
Victoria's news bulletin is shorter than they used to be, so she makes the time up with bonus news at 3:30 every day. Animal news, vegetable news, and mineral news. Yes, there was mineral, so today's animal.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And tomorrow's your final day before you go on holiday.
I know.
Oh. Right. So, that's the level of professionalism. So, have you done the weather?
No!
Here it comes. Here's Victoria's weather now. Here's the weather. With Victoria.
It's the weather. Talk Radio National Weather.
There it is.
So dry this afternoon with sunshine for many areas. Showery rain for parts of Scotland and highs of 11 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria, there. Now, is it Tim today or Ben? Is Ben back or is it Tim doing it again?
Tumphrey.
Tim Humphrey. Ben's ill. So Tim Humphrey's here, Tumphrey, with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Tim Humphrey. David Hay has stepped up the war of words ahead of his fight with Tony Bellew in London on Saturday night. In the last hour, he's told our sister station Talk Sport he wants to cave Bellew's head in and can only see him unconscious on the floor for a long time.
100% he's got under my skin, but it's taken a year and a half screaming abuse at me to get that, and he's got it. They say be careful what you wish for, because you might just get it. He's thinking he's going to get this big multi-million pound cheque at the end of it, which he will do, but what's the point of having all that money if you're not in a physical state to spend it and enjoy it?
Arsene Wenger says he's not thinking about any other jobs other than the one he has as manager of Arsenal. The Frenchman's contract expires in the summer, and long-term admirers Barcelona will need a new head coach next season when Luis Enrique leaves. Andy Murray attempts to reach the semi-finals of the Dubai Tennis Championships this afternoon. The world number one takes on German Philipp Kohlschreiber in the last eight. And Rory McIlroy makes his competitive return to golf later after recovering from a rib injury. The former world number one is playing in the WGC Mexico Championship. That's the latest sport, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Tumphrey. There's Tumphrey with pre-recorded sports. And now we're going to do some kind of Thursday programme.
Talk Radio.
It's a night of big stars and big offers on the red carpet. And here comes Damian Lewis in Billions, exclusively on Sky Atlantic. Oh look, the biggest star of the night. A free 32-inch LG TV with any Sky TV bundle from £22 a month. Doesn't it look fabulous? And could it be? Yes, it's Sky Q, Sky's next generation box. Oh my. Check it out. Search Sky Bundles by the 9th of March. Sky, believe in better. £15 standard setup. New Sky TV customers only. Sky Q kit loaned at no cost. 1 TB box provided. Direct debit. £5.50 delivery for TV. Minimum contract and terms apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
I was hosting it, but...
And this is a quote.
Mm-hmm. To celebrate Theresa May's newfound...
Horse-flavoured Paul Ross in the car park.
Right. A staff member saw her do it and there was CCTV evidence.
You know how they genuinely experiment sometimes?
There's a penis-shaped...
MC.
Philip Green.
Pancakes mean pancakes mean pancakes mean pancakes mean pancakes.
See, that's the sort of thing we're after.
Yes.
Oh, is it the drink? There's a drink, can of Rio. Is it something to do with that? Is it Brexit? Because that's always getting repeated on...
No.
I'd be A. White.
Nigel Farage.
And that's coming from the type of git who says that type of thing.
Oh, by the way.
Heston Blumenthal. He collects all the mess that's left behind.
And they you open the door like and you step Hoover. Inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio. When I am about to get on a job.
And apparently during his time hosting The Price is Right, Leslie Crowther was a KGB agent. Anyway, good afternoon and welcome again to your talk radio in the afternoon's afternoon programme. On the very day that the US Attorney General Jeff Sessions is under fire for meeting with Russia's ambassador twice during Donald Trump's election campaign and then lying about it under oath. But look, you know, let's give him... You know, anyone can make a mistake, OK? Let's not let one man's simple error of meeting with a representative of Putin's government, who the FBI say were responsible for hacking Trump's Democratic rival Hillary Clinton during that campaign to help Trump eventually win that election, and then be appointed by Donald Trump to oversee the subsequent investigation into the Russian interference in the election. Right, let's not... That's just a simple mistake. Anybody could do that, right? Let not that one mistake by one man overshadow this Jeff Sessions. Let that his one mistake of all that not overshadow his track record of racism. I think vocally supporting the Ku Klux Klan, opposing same-sex marriage, and lobbying for more relaxed gun controls. I don't think that one mistake of lying under oath about his meetings with the Russian government should overshadow all of those achievements. Not that big a deal, is it? You know, meeting with Russians during the election campaign. It's just not... And then getting a job overseeing the subsequent investigation into that meeting and lying under... It's just no big deal. I mean, come on, it's not like he gave someone the wrong envelope at an awards ceremony. Perspective, everybody. Anyway, hello, welcome, of course. It's the 1-4 bit of your day here on Talk Radio, with which we set out to spoil you... With 3 hours of hard-hitting news, debate, and trails for Paul Ross's breakfast show, where one of his producers has been forced to train with the Royal Navy Reserves. So we have to keep listening to recordings of him jumping in some water. I am a man called the name of John Holmes. And yes, there is a programme waiting in the wings, although... Someone now hands me the wrong envelope. I can tell you that person will never return. Hand me the envelope, please. The show envelope. The show envelope. Thank you. There we go, then. And let's open the envelope. And the first item on the show today is... A busker. No! Wrong envelope! That's tomorrow's envelope. The busker's at the end of the programme, you idiot. It's that envelope. There, that one. Give me that one. Thank you. You'll never return. It's Cassie's fault.
Everything.
I know. Here we go then. Headline hijack is on the way. What is that, I hear you ask?
What is that?
I'll tell you, Victoria. It's where you, not you, Victoria, but you listening, make the news up. Get it to us. Your fib, your fabrication and your fake. Your made-up news story, please. Feed it in our direction. And you can hear it come out of Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
As fact. It's fake news. But we've been doing it long before that was a thing. Get involved. Become today's headline hijacker. Very simple. Just a short news-based paragraph that's an utter lie. And then at two, it'll be said as fact in the news bulletin. That's it. There's a phone number. No, there's not. There's a text number. 87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
I mean, there is a phone number, but that's pointless sending it to that. As a Twitter feed, at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Starting message, but anyway. Yeah. Right.
And, of course, we'll also be going through the papers today. That's right, it's a paper review. So what, John? Everyone does that, yes. But ours is a diversity paper review. Each day, a different diversity reviews the papers, box-ticking our way through each and every one of them. Today makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting, of course. Today's paper review is Matt. Matt's in. It's diversity. He's a Jew. That's right. It's the diversity paper review. All the big stories of the day analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. Of course, that's happening. It's the news in haikus. There'll be the big debate at 3 o'clock. All your reactions, of course, wiped across the show. Like VX nerve agent across Kim Jong-un's brother's face. Work experience punditry as well today, as our work experience Matthew comes in here today. First time away from the photocopier and the kettle. To round up this week's geeky, gadgety tech crap, he'll be doing that. We'll also be out on the streets to find out what the people think today. The big question everybody's asking, which we will be trying to get an answer to. Not from the experts, but from the people on the street. We've been out to ask them, lemon zest or handkerchiefs? You let us know what you think. Do you think lemon zest or do you think handkerchiefs? Let us know, 87222 on that.
Start your message with the word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Except the words that you have to use are lemon zest or handkerchief.
Yeah.
We'll help out another Kickstarter project today by giving it a kick up the arse. Come on the radio. If you have a lifelong hope and a dream that you'd like our help with and you're trying to raise coin, it's our own small way of assisting somebody with an obscure crowdfunding idea to realise those hopes and those dreams. If you've had an idea, say, I don't know, for a coin-operated cash point or maybe you're the US Attorney General and you've had an idea of how to get the Russians to help you rig an election. Whatever your idea might be, get in touch with us on the programme to tell us about it. Not only that, it's Thursday, so of course nobody's favourite quiz is back. It's another edition of Paul Rossmaster. As we test somebody's knowledge of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. And we bring you hot guest action. It could well be two guests, we don't know.
I'm pretty sure it is.
It's a bit of a cock-up, if I'm honest. Anyway, we think comedian Charlie Baker will be here. We think comedian Brian Connolly will be here. But due to a mix-up, it'll probably be happening at the same time.
They can interview each other.
I'm more than happy with this, yeah. It's fine. So all of that on the way. Ginger Dave not producing. He opened the wrong student. He will never return. Ask Broadcast isn't through the glass today. She's off today. It's her birthday and such a happy occasion makes her too angry to come to work. So we've got Frey in today. Hello, Frey.
Hi.
Yeah, there he is. Chloe's on the buttons. Hello, Chloe.
Hi. Hi.
Victoria is newsy-licious.
Thanks.
Okay. Paid intern Cornelius is here.
Hello.
It's World Book Day today.
Yeah.
I see you've dressed up. That's good.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. That's great. What book is it? Let me guess the book.
I haven't dressed up.
I know the book.
You're about to offend me.
It's Clarence the Cross-Eyed Lion.
I've never read that book.
Or Kissing with Mother.
That's not a book.
It's an act in a bus stop, isn't it?
No, it's nothing.
Your mum once thought you had to kiss in a bus stop on the way to a Tinder date because you didn't know how to kiss. Anyway, more details of that coming up later. Now, 1:15, we need to
more
get into...
details.
Yeah, today's big... I've been talking to your mum. Today's big story, of course, is on the way. We need to get into it. We need to do that smoothly and with production values. And, of course, we're going to do it with some music. big song, taking us to all today's big story on Talk Radio. And as music boss of Talk Radio, I've chosen Erasure and A Little Respect to take us there. But of course, the clues are all there. Why would I be playing Erasure, A Little Respect, to get us to the big story? Play along at home, of course.
Just for fun, no prizes.
Cornelius, I can see you're itching. I imagine that's something to do with the rash.
Dry skin.
The rash you caught from your mum in the bus stop.
No, is that the new detail you've made up?
Yeah, it is, yeah. So, why would I be playing Erasure, A Little Respect, then? Why? Why, oh, why, oh, why?
Is it to do with today's large story?
Yes, it is, Cornelius. I mentioned that, yeah.
What's in the news, then?
No clues.
Eric?
What?
Says Eric. Is it Cal's fear for Eric?
No, it's not Simon Cowell's fear for Eric.
Is it Porky's, the healthy bangers?
It's a razor, a little respect, to try and figure it out. Don't just say news stories.
Oh, yeah.
There's a series of clues involved in that. I'm not just playing it.
The lead singer.
Willie and Nilly.
The lead singer of Erasure.
Yeah.
Is a bit fat now. He's a bit porky.
Yeah, good.
So, like, Porky's the headline on the front of The Sun. Healthy bangers are just as fatty as normal sausages.
It's not that.
Erasure. Oh. Erasure was the
Erasure.
Song. Erasure. Is it Eraser? Is it something to do with someone rubbing something out?
Oh, I thought you meant like Bradley Wiggins or something. Eraser.
No. Oh, yeah. Is it like Eraser and then he's on a bike? Is it his bicycle lanes? Is it lanes are also in swimming? Swimming involves water. Is there something wrong with tap water or tap dancing?
No, it's not that. No.
What is it then?
It's Erasure.
Yeah.
Right? Erasure.
Mm.
Vowel, consonant, vowel. Consonant, vowel, consonant, vowel. Erasure.
So?
Richard Whiteley's a spy. So, the word erasure has a vowel in it, a consonant, a vowel, another consonant, a vowel, another consonant, and a vowel, which, of course, used to be Richard Whiteley's catchphrase. So, and he was on Countdown.
Have you ever seen it?
No. He's a spy. He's a spy, apparently. That's what's on the front of all the papers today. We'll be finding out the truth of that and whether or not Light Entertainment game show host, that's just a cover for their seedy, murderous, assassin-based activities across the world. We have evidence that Les Dennis murdered Alexander Litvinenko. It's all coming up next on Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
Hello, it's Alex here, your Royal Navy Reserve correspondent. And what have they got planned for me this week?
All right, so today, Alex, we're going to do the damage repair instructional unit. This is where we're going to simulate the ship being hit by missiles and water's going to come in and we've got to stop it, basically.
So I'm going to get wet.
You're going to get absolutely soaked.
Well, we've just unplugged the wall. I'm getting used to the cold now. It's just my hands that are cold. It's now gone dark, we've had a second attack, we're still blocking up the wall, and it's still cold. But it's good though, teamwork's prevailing.
This is definitely one of the best things about being in reserve. You would never get a chance to do anything like this. It gives you so much more than just coming away here and learning how to stop a ship from sinking, but the confidence to actually get in there, work with people that you don't know, that you probably actually won't see again, to get a job done, it's pretty incredible.
Don't do the every day, on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
Tonight on ITV, London's Met Police 1973. No place for the faint-hearted.
There's been a murder.
Julianne Collins, last known address, Kingsmead Estate.
No place for the weak-willed.
I swear, I didn't do it.
Let's get knocking on doors. Come on, go!
No place for a female police officer.
Senison.
Am I in trouble again, Sarge?
A Life of Crime Begins. Prime Suspect 1973. Tonight at 9 on ITV.
Can I help, madam?
I was just having a look at the Nissan Qashqai over there, and someone left this briefcase full of so much money.
£2,150, to be exact. It's a brand new feature.
A new feature?
Yes. If you buy it this March, that's how much we'll put towards your deposit.
For March only, Nissan are contributing £2,150 towards your new Qashqai, up to £2,550 towards a Juke, and £3,150 towards an X-Trail at 3.99% APR representative. And hurry, new Nissans registered by the 31st of March will avoid the increase in government road tax, so head to your local Nissan dealer now. Contribution only available with Nissan Finance. Subject to status over 18s. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk. Money won't really be in a briefcase.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red? For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and accas only. Please bet responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting on the eastbound side of the M27 through Hampshire, there's a lane closure due to some debris on the carriageway between Junction 7 at Edge End and Junction 8 for Hamble. It's the inside lane of the 4 which is closed. To Easingwold on the A19 through North Yorkshire, completely closed. That's due to a serious accident. A lorry and a car involved between First Road and the Formerby Junction. A sign diversion on scene there. And the A19 affected by roadworks through North Tyneside at the Silverlink roundabout. I'm Stephen Beach.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay. List your items for free and only pay when you sell. So there's never been a better time to get on eBay. Private sellers only. Conditions and exclusions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen. To Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's time to talk about today's big story. As the truth about the now-dead former Countdown game show host Richard Whiteley appears to emerge, his bumbling flirting with Carol Vorderman persona was just deep cover to conceal his true role, it seems, as a government assassin. More information about the murky dealings of British game show hosts is now coming to light. We can bring you breaking news this afternoon on Talk Radio. We're just learning that one-time Family Fortunes host Les Dennis was behind the recent killing of Kim Jong-nam at Kuala Lumpur Airport, apparently. The former Russ Abbott's madhouse funny man was apparently recruited by the North Korean military in the 1980s and is a trained murderer. The Richard Whiteley scandal has blown the lid off the secrets of light entertainment quiz show hosts, as details are also coming out that Jim Bowen of Bullseye fame killed the Bulgarian dissident Georgi Markov in 1978 with a poison-tipped dart. Bowen apparently escaped in one of the speedboats he used to give away on Bullseye as a prize. Well, there's now evidence to suggest that Lenny Bennett, the genial host of 1980s ITV game show Lucky Ladders, slipped radioactive polonium into ex-KGB agent Alexander Litvinenko's tea, killing him before Lenny Bennett left the scene by climbing one of these aforementioned Lucky Ladders. This is all shocking stuff that's coming out. But about time, the truth regarding these sick game show hosts emerged. On the line, well, is somebody who knows all about the television because he's a TV critic, Kevin O'Sullivan. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, John.
Hello there. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. What a serious story it is as well, of course. Richard Whiteley, a spy. Yeah. Les Dennis, a murderer. Jim Bowen, a murderer. I mean, this is shocking, isn't it?
Very, very shocking. I mean, the thing is,
we've run out of steam with accusing ancient celebrities of being sex offenders, historic sex offenders. But we've now moved on to accusing them of all being secret James Bonds. With all due respect to Ricky Tomlinson, who has made these extraordinary charges against genial Richard Whitey, I'm not paying them too much. I don't think they're very much to be taken all that seriously.
Yes, well, so we're learning now. I mean, it turns out, I mean, it's a real I was really hoping it was actually fact, and suddenly this murky world of Whiteley's, you know, bumbling pleasant persona was just a lie. I mean, it would.
Well, look, put it this way: if he really was an ace espionage operative, operating under the guise of being a genial TV host of Countdown, then he really did fool the nation. He was a remarkable operator, but I suspect that he actually was just a genial host of Countdown.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it's worth saying that it dates back to the Ricky Tomlinson. Went to jail back in 1972 for his part in a builder's strike in which he was accused of inciting violence, and it was something he denies to this day. And that Richard Whiteley was involved in a documentary called Red Under the Bed, which a TV documentary for Yorkshire TV, which extraordinarily went out the night before the jury reached its decision, its verdict, to send which sent Ricky to jail. So Ricky's obviously got an axe to grind here, and with all due, you know, I have sympathy for him there, but I can't really buy his
no. Although I've been looking into Whiteley's shady past, right? And so also, and I don't know if you know, you probably
yeah,
do know,
he was a wrong one, wasn't he?
It was a wrong one, that Whiteley. Yeah, and we can say what we like about him now because he's dead. But yeah, the point is, and you'll probably know this already, but of course Richard Whiteley, you know, was a journalist, as you said, he was with Yorkshire Television. But I'm fairly sure. I was talking to someone this morning, and Richard Whiteley was one of the journalists covering the Tory Party conference during the Brighton bombing. And there's footage right. of Richard Whiteley emerging from the building, covered in plaster and so on and so forth. Now, by all intents and purposes, of course, everyone thought he was there as a journalist. But I'm wondering now if perhaps he was working around the five, trying to defuse that bomb or something.
It all begins to make sense, doesn't it? Yeah, he was living a double life, an extraordinary double life. Yeah. Conned the nation. I really don't know what to make about this, except for, you know, if you work on a tabloid newspaper, as I have done in the past, this is the stuff you live for. When this sort of rubbish comes spewing out of the ticker tape, you think, wow, here we go.
If you had to put money, Kevin, on any game show, light entertainment host being a murderous assassin, do you want to name anybody?
Well, I'm very, very suspicious. I've always been suspicious of Bruce Forsyth. I mean, he's clearly guarding a treasure chest of secrets that he's never let us in on. I mean, there are so many out there. I mean, and was Carol Vorderman Richard's partner in the espionage crime? I mean, I think we should be told.
I think you're right.
The nation is on tenterhooks about this.
And, of course, on a final note, we do know as of yesterday that ISIS have claimed responsibility for the nightly show with David Walliams, of course, as an atrocity. So,
yeah. And that is their worst crime yet.
Kevin, thank you for joining us. Pleasure to talk to you. Kevin O'Sullivan, TV critic extraordinaire there, bringing us some of the insider knowledge, I think, of Richard Whiteley's espionage activities. If you've got an opinion on game show hosts being murderous assassins, then, of course, we do want to know. 87222 is the number. Start your message with the word talk, or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio. Start your message with any word you like. It's just after 1:30. You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
The government insists police forces have the resources they need despite inspectors claiming criminal cases are being shelved, suspects left untracked and victims let down. HMIC says policing in 14 parts of England and Wales is inadequate or needs improving. Former Chief Constable of Greater Manchester Police, Sir Peter Fahey, says the report is a bit misleading.
Well, I think it's a bit confusing because it seems to say that policing is in a perilous state, but it also says the vast majority of forces are doing well. And I think that is the true picture. The police have suffered huge cuts, 32,000 fewer staff, and at the same time they've seen their workload increase.
Theresa May has indicated changes by peers to the government's Brexit bill will be thrown out. It's after the House of Lords voted through changes which give all EU migrants the right to stay in the UK. Labour says the budget is a chance to end the state of emergency in the NHS and social care. Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell says both areas face a funding shortfall. A man has admitted raping a stranger hours before marrying his pregnant girlfriend. 28-year-old Derry McCann attacked a woman for 2 hours in a park in East London in January. British Cycling's new chairman, Jonathan Browning, says he's seen no evidence to suggest the sport is not clean. Culture, Media and Sport Committee Chairman Damien Collins claimed the reputation of cycling in Britain is in tatters after questions were asked about the accuracy of their medical records. And Cilla Black's life is going to be turned into a musical. Her son, Robert Willis, says he thinks she would have been thrilled with the news and that he's looking for someone to fill the lead role. The weather dry this afternoon with sunshine for most. Showers for parts of Scotland with highs of 11 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
What was that last story I wasn't listening?
So Cilla Black's life's going to be turned into a musical.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it now?
Yeah.
Great.
Glad you're happy with that news story.
So you're back later.
Yes.
At 2 o'clock.
Yes.
With
Headline Hijack.
That's right. Made up news stories, please. On the way, like Elbow. You know, Elbow would throw the curtains wide, famously.
The band.
Yes.
Yes.
Not someone's elbow.
Just thought I'd check.
That'd be weird. Although, anyway, so Elbow. Yes, that's right. Throw the curtains wide in their song, but yeah. We will be throwing not curtains, but our text lines open wide for your made-up news stories, please. And you can get them to us, of course, in the next 27 minutes, because that's when Victoria will be back with the news, which will at 2 o'clock contain a massive made-up lie. It's fake news. We've been doing it since way before it was a thing, but we'd like you to get involved, and we cordially invite you to make that news story up, please. 87222 is the number. Do you want to do the little thing?
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Also in this half hour, a diversity paper review. And then after 2 o'clock, we could be joined due to an administrative cock-up by two guests at once, which could be Charlie Baker, comedian, Brian Connolly, all-round entertainer. Find out how that cock-up happened just after 2 o'clock on Talk Radio this afternoon.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings. Beautiful lady riders. Splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. J. Gabb's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yak your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. And the news today, of course, that the accountants from PricewaterhouseCoopers that were responsible for that Oscars cock-up at the weekend, they've been banned from ever having anything to do with the Academy Awards or envelopes ever, ever again. Two accountants, of course. One of them, Brian, took a picture of Emma Stone backstage, which distracted him, and he gave the wrong envelope to Warren Beatty. That's what we now know. But he has now been banned, as with Martha, his assistant accountant, from ever attending the Oscars ever again. That's in the news. However, what they've done is counteract this with issuing a statement of their own, saying that they would like to get back into the ceremony next year, but realise they won't be invited to stand at the side of the stage. So they've decided to have a movie of their story made. And the trailer has just dropped.
You're different. Sooner or later, different scares people.
Yeah.
You think if you don't fight back, then maybe they'll like you, stop picking on you, calling you a freak. Victim or not, make a decision.
Your son is a remarkably clumsy man. It wouldn't surprise me if he has more in common with Miranda Hart or Mr. Blobby than us. He has very poor cognitive skills.
Can our son lead a normal life?
Define normal.
Maybe he's capable of messing up much more than we know. Imagine the potential he has to ruin an award ceremony.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
The two accountants blamed for one of the biggest and most embarrassing moments in Oscar history have been officially declared unfit for duty.
The Accountant, coming soon to an Academy Awards ceremony near you.
And we've learned that Ben Affleck is going to be playing Brian. The Accountant film there. I mean, no one really saw it, but that still worked. Right, it's just coming up to a time where we would ordinarily do Headline Hijack, but I very quickly want to do some of your reactions to the big story today, of course. We're talking about Richard Whiteley, MI5 operative. We have evidence, of course, as you heard us say, that Les Dennis from Family Fortunes, we're just hearing this afternoon that he is, Les Dennis, was behind the recent killing of Kim Jong-nam at Kuala Lumpur Airport. The former Russ Abbott madhouse funny man was apparently recruited by the North Korean military in the 1980s. We know now that Jim Bowen of Bullseye killed the Bulgarian dissident Georgi Markov in 1978 on a bridge in London with a poison-tipped dart, which he'd taken off the Oki. Bowen escaped in one of the speedboats he used to give away as a prize on Bullseye, of course. And Lenny Bennett, the host of 1980s ITV game show Lucky Ladders, killed Alexander Litvinenko by putting polonium in his tea. That's what we know. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
John, I don't trust Paul Ross has come in from many people, lots saying that. Obviously, he's hosted a lot of game shows in his time.
Yeah.
John, you're having Brian Connolly in the studio after 2 o'clock. Is that safe? Are you safe?
Thanks for that. We'll find out whether Brian Connolly has ever killed a man for his country, of course, after 2 o'clock this afternoon. This has come in as well. A lot of people, by the way, you can text in your suggestions as to light entertainment hosts who you think may well be spy killers. John Chegwin, Keith Chegwin, didn't just play pop, did he? He regularly played various diplomats off each other while profiting from their confusion. That's come in as well. The comedian Noel Edmonds once tried to fund ISIS. It's self-pithy. ISIS refused, claiming they didn't want their image tarnished by association. And Mike Reed, remember Mike Reed? Not the Radio 1 one, but the other one. Literally gave everyone the runaround by simultaneously working as a KGB bagman and acting as an angry cockney. If you've got suggestions as to light entertainment game show hosts that may have secret lives of assassins and spies, then do let us know your evidence. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
John, Michael Barrymore had that dead man in his pool. You do the math. Thank you very much. Right, Headline Hijack's on the way then. Your made-up news inserted into the main bulletin at 2 o'clock, masquerading as truth. What's been coming in, Cornelius? What's been coming in?
Official advice, according to Sarah, is expected to be released by the government in the next 2 hours as the very first case of Canarian flu has been recorded in the UK. Currently, media reports are advising to keep all dogs indoors for the time being and to avoid any local parks popular with dog walking.
Okay, thank you. Greenpeace have released a statement today saying they'll do everything they can to fight the government's brand new scheme, which of course they've announced this morning, which is going to see the Peak District National Park's grass replaced completely with AstroTurf. This has come in from Paul. The scheme, which was announced today, is aimed at reducing costs of the maintenance for the national park, but of course could lead to flooding and has been described as an environmental disaster. More on that as the afternoon wears on. Thank you very much. Your Headline Hijacks, 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Diversity paper review on the way as a diversity comes in here to review the papers. Different diversity each day, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting today. It's Matt. He is a Jew. The diversity paper review. Due. Coming next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
You're the backbone of our business. Strong, reliable, plus you look great. And you're really well built.
Oh, cheers, Steve.
Not you, Terry.
The Renault Traffic with 4 years 0% APR, servicing, roadside assistance, up to 4 years warranty and 3 Watt van awards. Make it part of your team. Visit a Renault Pro Plus specialist dealer to find out more. Business users and participating dealers only. Minimum deposit of 20%. Renault Finance hire purchase. Register by 31st of March. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In March, we've got a 6x6 foot lap fence panel for only £12.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. And if you're a man facing divorce, perhaps even one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. It's at times like these that you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Hi, I've just been to the tickets to be checked and it shows I actually won the top prize on the raffle.
Right, well, congratulations. You have indeed won £1
million. £1
million?
Oh, Syndicate's so happy.
Oh.
Oh, my God. What can I do now?
Mandy is just one of the lucky millionaires made in the Lotto raffle. In every Lotto draw, £1 million must be won. Play makes it possible. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting through Easingwold, North Yorkshire, the A19 completely closed both ways. Serious accidents between Easingwold and Formanby. So there's a signed diversion on scene for you there. Southbound side of the M61 through Greater Manchester, a lane closed on the exit due to a breakdown at junction 5 for West Horton and the A58. And finally to the northbound side of the A1M through Hertfordshire, a lane closed due to a lorry which has broken down. Recovery work underway between 6 at Welling and 7 for Stevenage. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay. List your items for free and only pay when you sell. So there's never been a better time to get on eBay. Private sellers only. Conditions and exclusions apply.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And on the next Full Set Breakfast, a question for you. How clean is your Big Brother house? We have got the Force of Nature, Kim Woodburn, on the show. The least popular housemate ever, talking to me, Paul Ross, on Talk Radio. Plus your chance to have your say on the big issues of the day with Better Call Paul. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. Talk Radio will get you talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then. Yes, Talk Radio on a Thursday afternoon. That's why I said afternoon there. If I'd have said good morning, you'd think I was some sort of loony. In the papers, just looking through them, we will be looking through them in a moment with Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hello, John.
Your time hasn't started yet. So, before that, we have been looking through the news more widely, of course. There is a police cuts warning. HMIC say a third of forces need improvement. We know of that. We know that Richard Whiteley is a spy. We understand that Les Dennis was responsible for the murder of Kim Jong Nam in that Kuala Lumpur airport. We also learned this afternoon that Jim Bowen was the murderer of that Bulgarian dissident, Georgi Markov, in 1978 on that bridge in London by stabbing a poisoned dart that he took from the set of bullseye into his leg. The news is quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
Well, Cornelius, you don't have to, because we're here to do it for you. And we do it, as regular listeners will know, by analysing the news each day in depth through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Brexit defeated. In the Lords, take that, Julie. You big Nazi.
The news! In haikus, and now it's time for the diversity paper review. diversity paper review then is, of course, there. Well, it's there for two reasons. One, it's for us to go through the papers to fill time, like every other programme. And B, it's there for us to tick the box mark diversity, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today, we welcome back our good friend from North London, Matt. Hello.
Hello, John.
And your diversity is...
I'm Jewish.
Yes. What's in the papers today, Matt?
Well, carrying on the theme from the news,
yes.
Brexit. Yeah, Brexit is everywhere, yeah. Let's be honest. And the Daily Express, well, what else would they be talking about apart from Brexit?
Yeah,
and the front page of the Daily Express today is House of Lords cannot stop Brexit. I mean, it's true, they can't stop breakfast, and nor are they trying...
Breakfast?
No.
You just said breakfast.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. They can't stop Brexit.
or breakfast.
No, they can't. But the House of Lords aren't trying to stop Brexit.
No,
really not. There was this big vote in the House of Lords yesterday. I don't know if you saw it.
Yep.
Lots of important people came on. We actually had Lord Hayne on Drive Time yesterday discussing about what they were voting for. They were voting for an amendment.
That's right, to allow EU
residents just to have their rights,
yeah,
essentially.
Because, of course, what they're saying is that there are EU residents that are perhaps mid-healthcare treatment, perhaps, who want to make arrangements... You know, in their lives, to have some sort of future somewhere.
Yeah. Or perhaps they live here and have done for 20 years or so. They have children
at
here.
School, maybe.
I know. They have their lives here.
What a shocking, shocking amendment it is.
I know.
So it now has to go back into Parliament.
So it goes back to Parliament. Yeah. They'll discuss it.
Yeah.
If they reject it, it goes back to the Lords again.
Yeah.
And it can go back to the Lords three times, I believe.
Right.
And they'll discuss it and debate it. It'll go back and forth and back and forth. But essentially, I think... The Labour peers are the ones that are pushing this amendment forward, and there's a lot of Conservative peers and kind of cross-party bench peers as well that are really supporting this, because a lot of them feel that in the House of Commons, the Brexit bill has just completely gone through. Theresa May's been able to do whatever she wants, and here she is having some actual opposition to Parliament and to the Brexit bill.
Well, as you say, it may go back and forth now. The Telegraph, however, leading on May, plans to trigger Brexit within 2 weeks. So that's suggesting that this amendment... will just get voted upon.
Well, if the House of Commons accept it, then they can trigger Article
15. But will it look like a bit of a U-turn from Theresa May if she does accept it without question?
It would look like that. Mm. So I doubt she will. I think she'll send it back to the House of Lords and then maybe accept it, because she's promised that we will invoke Article 50 by the end of March. So that's only a couple of weeks away. It's about a month away. So, you know, it's the second today. So we'll see what happens. But the Lords are going to probably end up debating it again.
Yep.
It will get passed again through the House of Lords and back to the House of Commons. So we'll see if on the second occasion Theresa May will accept it.
Right. So I wonder if everyone finds it quite dull, isn't it, really? Mm. It's not surprising.
I know. I'm sorry that that's what we're talking about.
Well, it's in the papers, and that's the point of the exercise.
I know.
What's in the next paper that you're looking at?
Oh, well, you know, the other big story that always comes around is Trump.
Yeah.
It's always Trump. Well, he had this big... talk in Congress the other night, kind of 2 a.m. yesterday our time, and it's gone down really well because he kind of looks quite sensible from it, and he gave everyone a standing ovation because one of the troops that was murdered fighting for America.
That's right, yes, and the widow was there. Yeah, yep.
Exactly. And he's obviously had this speech written for him by his advisors.
There were pictures of him practicing it in the back of the car, weren't there?
Yes.
Which people go, "Oh, look at him practicing the speech back of the car." You go, Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
Yes, I expect that of him.
If you practice something, it's better. Just like if you practiced your show...
It'd be all right.
It would be improving.
But sadly... Clearly not.
No.
I mean, planning would help.
You know. You didn't just rock up at 5 to 1.
Yeah, and just work out how many guests have been booked in for the same slot at the same time. That kind of thing, yeah.
Fine. You know,
all right, so Trump... but is this a turning point for Trump? Is this what the papers are saying?
Because it seems
that this did go down, but and in the US stock market has risen.
Yeah, and he didn't tweet as well, kind of yesterday, about anything awful. It wasn't like he got to midday and was like, "I'm going to tweet something completely irrational," and that would just blow all the good work that I did in my speech. It appears that he's maybe taking on board some advice from his advisors, because I guess he's been a businessman all his life, and he's probably had a lot of yes men around him, and what he said has gone.
Yeah.
Whereas now he's got people telling him perhaps how to act, how to behave, and he's taking that on board.
It's taken him a while to take that on board, though, if this is the case. Yeah. I mean, I don't want that. I want old Trump back.
Yeah, but there's a lot of fake tan to get through, and the wig to get through to... through his ears and into the brain.
That's true. It could be clogging that. But I don't want sensible saying things, Trump. I want idiotic tweeting without thinking about it. Mental Trump. Why can't I have my Trump back?
I don't know. Maybe let's make Trump great again.
Yes. Good.
Let's make Trump. There we go.
Let's make Trump crap again. Technically, I don't know. No, that's what I'm calling for now.
Yeah, nostalgia, isn't
it, really? Oh, remember
the good old days when he was calling on fake news?
Yeah, I want all that back. Oh,
It's a shame if he's sensible.
Oh. Mm. And which paper was that in?
That was the Daily Star. But it's in all...
It's in the Star, that?
Yeah, it's page four as well.
It's interesting you've gone for the Star to report that news.
Well, I like to really get my head around the news as easily as I can.
Well, it's very complicated.
And if I haven't got a haiku, then the Daily Star is my next source.
Just as many syllables, I think, each story.
That's true, actually, yeah. And a nice picture.
Yeah.
What next?
Well, there's another one from the Daily Star, because, really getting my head around the news here.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you're aware. Yesterday, new traffic rules came into place about how we were driving and using your phone when you were driving.
That's right.
The penalty doubled. It used to be £100 and a 3-point fine. It's now doubled to £200 and a 6-point fine if you're caught texting.
Yeah.
Behind the wheel. And there's been a big article about how they're really clamping down on celebs, quote unquote.
Okay.
So, because if they are posting photos on Twitter and Instagram about them driving or videos, that gives off a bad image.
Right. And does the celebs do that?
Is that a thing? Simon Webb's been caught.
Who?
Simon Webb off of Blue.
Fine.
Yeah, he was a singer.
Okay.
He did Eurovision once.
Yeah, they all did.
Con's got the signed album.
No, I don't. I have the Wanted signed album.
Do you?
Yeah, I didn't ask for it.
Great.
Romelu Lukaku.
What's that?
He's a footballer. Plays for Belgium and Everton.
Right.
He's been doing.
I thought you were just clearing your throat.
No. And Alon Nyum. I don't know who that is.
Let's turn to our showbiz correspondent, Cornelius.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I think he's a footballer. And Towie Hunk James Locke.
Oh, he's a Towie Hunk.
Thank you.
So essentially, they're cracking down on. They say stars. They're not. But I get the impression that, and I get the idea that if celebrities and people that some youngsters respect...
Who respects a Towie Hunk?
There's a couple of people in the office that think they're really big deals.
Oh, God. All right, so... But this is interesting because it is texting, isn't it? But they arrested someone yesterday, a 19-year-old, who I think has been... This is in the paper as well. Mm. I can't remember which one. But anyway, Britain's first conviction under this new rule.
Yes.
19-year-old was driving a car... He was on his way to get to a car repair place, but was checking his sat-nav to find it, and the police saw him, and he's become the first one to lose his licence instantly.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Because he was checking his sat-nav, though.
Well, if you're not allowed to use any sort of screen device.
What about sat-nav?
No, you're not allowed to use them.
You're not allowed to use sat-nav now.
Well, it's in terms of you can have it on your dashboard, but you've never been allowed to use it whilst you're driving. In theory, if you're editing it, if you're pressing buttons and looking at that, you're meant to put it on your windscreen or something like that.
I get texting. Obviously, that's terrible. You can't be texting and driving or, calling and driving. I get all that, but everyone touches buttons on sat-nav and change the radio whenever Paul Ross is on. don't you...
To turn him on.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant, yeah. I think we know how he gets turned on. It's all to do with the roundabout in the Maidenhead area.
Sure.
All right. So, but people do, don't they? That's long been a thing.
Mm.
But, of course, not texting. But just sat-nav seems a bit harsh, doesn't it?
Yeah, because if you've only passed your test within 2 years and you're caught doing this, then you lose your licence.
Yeah.
You've got to go and retake the test and
practical
and all that.
Yeah, and pay the fine. Yeah.
I know, it's very sad.
The quote from the kid who they caught was just a classic teenager, 19-year-old quote. About being caught and then banned, and he just said, "My mum's going to kill me."
My mum's going to kill me.
He wouldn't be able to drive home though, so maybe she wouldn't have done.
Yeah, have you spoken about the other person who got caught?
No.
Journalist.
Yeah, the journalist.
Who's the journalist?
On his way to, or her way?
I think. Yeah.
On her way to a press conference about the new restrictions regarding phones
In cars.
In cars,
and she got caught on the way to it.
Wow. Well, at least she's a case study now, so she can use herself for her journalistic writing.
Yeah. Finally,
you can be fat and healthy, which I'm surprised.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, there you go. But I'm not surprised at this because I think you can be skinny and unhealthy.
Yeah.
Essentially, as long as you're doing 4 hours worth of exercise a week, you can still be considered healthy. And there are some people that are big boned.
But big boned?
Well, rugby players in the scrum.
Yeah, they're not fat. They're just big. There's a difference between fat and big.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying fat or big?
No, I think you're thinking of professional rugby players. People who play at a much more social level.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are quite
big. If you're in the scrum, it's part of the job description to be larger.
Right.
And you still might be playing a lot of rugby, and therefore you'll be healthy.
Yes.
But I'm quite skinny.
Yes.
But I think I'm unhealthy a lot of the time.
Yes.
And you're small and skinny, and you might be unhealthy as well.
Yeah. So essentially, once again, another sort of health/weight stories in the papers to fill space.
Obese middle-aged are at no greater risk of a heart attack if they exercise.
So I could just eat loads of stuff and then go for a walk.
Mm.
Great news. Thanks, though.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks very much for being here.
It's lovely.
That's Matt. He had today's diversity paper review. Reminders, if you would, of your diversity.
I'm Jewish.
Correct. Now, another diversity paper review. This time tomorrow, of course. Matt, thank you very much indeed. Now, there's the small matter of the news that's on the way, which will involve today's headline hijack. A made-up news story. Fake news, writ large. It will come out of the mouth of Victoria. Those not listening to this bit of the programme will, of course, believe it, because it's in the news. They get back to listen to their radio at 2 o'clock. The data indicate that between now and, well, between 1 and 2 is lunchtime, and often people pop out so they don't hear it. That's the point of headline hijack. We need a winner. Cornelius has got the name of the person.
It's Nigel.
Nigel. Nigel, now, he or she lives where?
Crystal Palace.
Nigel, in Crystal Palace. Congratulations. You have your made-up news story in the news, which is next. It's Headline Hijack. After that, hot guest action as we bring you not one, possibly two or one. I don't know, because someone cocked up the guest booking. We've got Charlie Baker, comedian, and possibly as well Brian Connolly, as well, entertainer extraordinaire, both at the same time, talking to us on Talk Radio next. I'm John Holmes. News is next.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers, and you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No!
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
This WeBuyAnyCar.com advert comes with a 5-star rating. 5 stars? I'm happy with that. No, it's not down to my captivating personality and witty presenting style. WeBuyAnyCar.com has a very nice 5-star review on Trustpilot. Thanks, guys. You're too kind. Stop it. If you're happy with that, sell your car the 5-star way. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
I'm Tom. I'm in year 11. I was always getting told off for talking, so I thought about the debating team. Now I'm thinking about university.
I put the debating team flyer in his desk. Was sick of telling him to pipe down. I wanted to put his voice to better use. Now he's thinking about university. I teach year 11. I'm Mr. Corbett.
Apply now and you could get a £25,000 tax-free training bursary to teach subjects like maths and languages. Search Get Into Teaching. Subject to eligibility. Selected subjects only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, police to get more powerful tasers, Brexit timeline on track, and Dodd is knighted.
Talk Radio.
A report has found a severe shortage of detectives has built up as forces deal with rising numbers of counter-terrorism and sexual abuse cases. The policing minister says a lack of funding is not behind a crisis in policing in England and Wales. Former Deputy Assistant Commissioner at the Metropolitan Police, Lord Brian Paddock, has told Talk Radio officers are under a lot of pressure.
They're rushing from one call to another because neighbourhood policing is being cut back. They're not being able to deliver the professional service they really want to give to members of the public. And that's very frustrating for them. They're on their knees. And while they're on their knees, this government is kicking them where it hurts.
Meanwhile, the Home Secretary has approved controversial plans to issue police officers in England and Wales with a new and more powerful taser stun gun. At least 11 deaths in the UK have been linked to the use of tasers, although experts aren't sure if the weapon's directly responsible. The Prime Minister insists her plan to stop Brexit by the end of the month is still on track, despite a defeat in the House of Lords. Theresa May says she'll fight those peers who want to change the legislation. Some want extra guarantees for EU citizens living in the UK. Former Conservative Minister Lord Tebbit admits there are some peers who are deliberately trying to delay Brexit.
It's not only about the rights of foreigners that we were debating yesterday. It's also about the ambition of some people in the Lords to screw up the schedule for the notification under Section 50.
There are calls for tax breaks to be given to lower paid workers instead of high earners ahead of next week's budget. Cooperatives UK claims 40,000 executives have been given cuts worth £220 million a year. It says the schemes are allowing bosses to buy shares at heavy discounts, tax-free. And it's now Sir Ken Dodd. The 89-year-old comedian's been dubbed a knight by the Duke of Cambridge for his career in entertainment and charity work.
Didn't he, like, not pay? No.
He got cleared of tax evasion. Is that where you were going?
Yeah, he
got cleared after a 3-week trial.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was going to say.
Excellent. What a hero.
Yeah, but didn't...
No? No.
Okay. Do you want me to move on from that? Do you want me to just move...
Yeah, definitely move on.
Right. Congratulations, Ken Dodd.
Yeah.
So that story's not true.
You've just made up a story.
No, he did go on trial accused of tax evasion.
Yes,
but he was
innocent.
Cleared, so we can't call him a tax avoider.
Well, he isn't. That's why we can't call him, because he definitely isn't. Let's do the next bit of the show.
You're a bit uncomfortable now, aren't you?
It's because Chris Cornelius is producing.
I'm producing today.
That's why. Everyone else is off, so Cornelius has to do it. So he's worrying in case the tax accused comedian Ken Dodd.
I mean, this was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Which
the '70s.
He was acquitted for.
I know, but what I'm saying is, it might David Beckham could look to the future here, because he started complaining, didn't he, about not having a knighthood, and all that was partly to do with investigations into his tax affairs. But what I'm saying is, if it didn't harm Ken Dodd.
Yeah, but it didn't harm Ken Dodd because he wasn't evading tax in any way.
Yeah,
he wasn't found guilty.
Yeah, but David Beckham's never been found guilty of evading tax in any way, is he? So, see? It's the same, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. But you could say that for literally anyone.
Yeah.
So let's do that.
Okay.
Shall I do the weather?
Yeah.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry this afternoon with sunshine for most. Showers for parts of Scotland. Highs of 11 degrees.
Yeah, great. He had the Diddy Men, didn't he? The Diddle Men. What are they called? Diddy Men. Ken Dodd.
Did he?
Yeah. So, now here's Tim Humphrey. Tumphrey. He's got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Tim Humphrey. David Hay has well and truly stepped up the war of words ahead of his fight with Tony Bellew in London on Saturday night. This morning, he's told our sister station TalkSport he didn't want the fight, but now he wants to cave Bellew's head in and can only see him unconscious on the floor for a long time.
It's not about knocking him down for 10 seconds. I want to do this guy some serious damage. I would be unhappy if he gets up after 10 seconds. I'd consider that a loss. He's thinking he's going to get this big multi-million pound check at the end of it, which he will do. But what's the point of having all that money if you're not in a physical state to spend it and enjoy it?
One of the stars of Celtic's famous Lisbon Lions side, Tommy Gemmell, has died at the age of 73. He scored in their 1967 European Cup final win over Inter Milan and in the final 3 years later against Feyenoord. Ireland have recalled Jarrod Payne to their training squad for the final two matches of Rugby Union's Six Nations. The centre returns from a kidney injury which he suffered in their win over Australia in November. That's the latest sport, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, Glastonbury Festival's announced that it's going to become the first ever festival with a rain money-back guarantee for its punters. If there's heavy rainfall across more than 2 days of the whole festival, tickets will be refunded for everyone who decides to go home and watch the event on telly.
Thank you very much indeed. Victoria there with the live news, and Tim Humphrey in for Ben, because Ben's ill. Do we know what's wrong with Ben yet?
He went grey and started shivering.
Fine. We haven't seen him since.
No.
Maybe he just aged a lot very quickly.
I mean, he'd already aged a lot, and he knows that.
Yeah. It sounds to me like...
His skin was grey, though.
It sounds to me like he's a victim of assassins, like Kim Jong-nam.
Kim Jong-nam.
That's what I said.
Is it true, the rumours that Moose assassinated him?
We cannot confirm or deny those claims, but I'm sure Ian Abrahams would deny it.
As we know, there are any number of light entertainment game show hosts now exposed as MI5 government assassins. As of this afternoon, we've been talking about it quite a lot. Les Dennis, for instance, is implicated in the killing of Kim Jong-nam.
Has Bradley Walsh been mentioned?
Bradley Walsh is a sinister figure. And we're still waiting on the confirmation.
Mm. I was sat on a park bench once and he sat next to me and slid over a suitcase and told me to throw it in the river.
Yeah. Wow.
I opened it before. Do you know what was in it?
A severed head.
Alexander Armstrong albums.
There you go.
Wow.
And we know, we talked about this earlier, Lenny Bennett from ITV's Lucky Ladders was implicated, of course, in the poisoning of Alexander Litvinenko with polonium. He escaped on one of the Lucky
Ladders.
Didn't
you say Les Dennis?
No, Les Dennis was Kim Jong-nam murdered. And he was recruited by the North Korean military in the 1980s. He used to be on Russ Abbott's Madhouse. That's where they spotted him. And they recruited Les Dennis and got him involved in the murderous campaign of the North Koreans. And what's more, Victoria...
Yes, John.
What's more than that is that Jim Bowen, off of Bullseye...
Wow.
You know the famous case on a bridge in London when the Bulgarian dissident, Georgi Markov, was poisoned with a ricin tablet from... Mm. That was Jim Bowen from Bullseye, with one of the darts from the Oki.
Wow.
Jabbed it in his leg on the way. And then escaped in a speedboat, which was one of the prizes from Bullseye. Mm. So all the stories post this Richard Whiteley MI5 gate are coming out now.
But just to be sure, Ken Dodd has done nothing wrong.
There we go, just to be legally clear. Right, fine. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. That's what you're listening to. I'm John Holmes. Brian Connolly joins us next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. Radio. All right, still to come on the programme then. The big debate at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Work experience punditry. We drag one of our work experiences in here. He's called Matthew. We take him away from the photocopier and the kettle and photocopying the kettle, as has been his duty all week, and shove him in front of a microphone, giving him what we tell him is valuable broadcasting experience. In actual fact, we only get him in here because he's totally free and we don't have to pay for him. That is work experience punditry. There is a Kickstarter kicked well and truly up the arse. If you've got a dream, a hope, a project that you would like us to kick up the arse for you in Kickstarter fashion, then you can get in touch with us. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And, of course, in the last half an hour of the programme on a Thursday, this week's edition of Paul Ross Master. It's very much like Ken Bruce's Pop Master from Radio Turk, except the question's all about full set Talk Radio Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. And there will be another celebrity playing that. It's Radio's least listened to quiz. All on the way before 4 o'clock this afternoon.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Brian Conley's in the house. Hello, Brian Connolly.
Hello, everybody. Hello, John.
How the hell are you?
I am very well, thank you very much. Good. Speaking to you completely naked.
Yes,
here
I know.
On live radio.
And also, I've just seen you on Loose Women in much the same way. we have the screen up there, look, you see, and we've just watched you pre-Judge Rinder.
Oh, yes.
With the Loose Women on ITV.
Yeah, no, it's all promoting the tour, obviously.
Well, of course
you
it
know,
is.
So,
well, as we like to be honest and say, this is a PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
I agree, you know. I mean, I wouldn't be here any other way.
No,
you know,
why?
I mean, God.
Why
you
would
know.
You bother?
That's true. I mean, we've all got something to sell, haven't we? Yeah. You know, so you might as well be here and promote that.
Be honest about it. Yeah.
You know, because if you went to me, so Brian, what are you doing? And I go, oh, nothing really. I'm just here because I'm desperate, you know.
Yeah.
But yes, no, I'm doing a tour. It's called Brian Connolly, the greatest entertainer in his price range.
Yes.
And you can go on brianconnolly.com and all the dates are on there.
They are. They are on there. That's right.
They are.
However, interesting title, because you at one time, I understand, were the highest paid male entertainer in British show business.
Why? Why do you say that? Do you want money?
Yes.
I know you have read Wikipedia.
That's right.
And interestingly, I mean, yes, I was. It was a long time ago when television was black and white, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. So I was on like 500 quid a series. what was I going to say? It was a long time ago. But yeah, also on Wikipedia, it says that I'm a huge Arsenal fan, and I'm not.
Right.
I'm not. I mean, I'm just not a fan. I mean, I love football. I like watching the big internationals and England and all that, even the rugby. But I definitely don't, support Arsenal. There's nothing wrong with Arsenal. I don't want to upset the Arsenal people.
No.
Arsenal, the home of dogging. But, yeah, it's a lovely place, Arsenal.
I should link back to Paul Ross there. In terms of what you have done, though,
yes,
and what you do, I mean, I called you all-round entertainer earlier because that seemed about right. Because you've done everything. You're a comedian, you sing, you do musicals.
Sitcoms. Exactly. Even a bit of radio.
Game show hosting.
I have.
MI5 spy like Richard Whiteley.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? What's that all about?
I was going to ask you about it because you've obviously been in the murky world of light entertainment game shows.
Yes.
And I'm wondering now if it is a hotbed of a assassinations?
Well, I think so. You know, I mean, they never approach me, I think, because I'm too stupid. But you can't imagine him from Countdown, you know. I can't get that. I mean, the last time I watched Countdown was with Rachel Riley.
Yep.
And when I watched it, I got aroused.
Yes.
And that is seven letters.
when I'm aroused, it's eight. Just saying.
That's good.
Thank you.
It's nothing worse when the host is funnier than the comedian. You know what I mean? What's that all about?
It's never happened. But look, I've followed your career, Brian Connolly.
Yeah, have you really?
Well, I have, and also...
No, because you think I'm Billy Connolly or Bradley Walsh. You know, everyone thinks I'm Bradley. All right, Bradley, we love the chase. It happens a lot.
That's
and
great.
I don't look anything like Bradley, but we're very close friends. We were both ushers at each other's weddings, and I've known him for years, and good luck to him. And, I do get it a lot. And that, we love you, and they always call me Billy. All right, Billy? And I'm going, no, it's Brian Connolly. And also, it's spelled different. That's C-O-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-
won't remember this, because there's no reason why you should, but I was once your sound engineer.
Really?
Yes, that's right. Well, it was an appearance you did at the Marlowe Theatre in Canterbury.
Yeah, which is a wonderful theatre. We're not there on this turn. I don't know why, but I love that place. Yeah,
And I used to do sound and lighting there before I did all this nonsense.
So you know Dave Lee.
I know, wonderful comedian. Dave Lee very well.
Died just a few years ago, very taken from us at a very young age, and I love Dave. And, of course, there was those huge charity events
that's
that
where
Dave
we met.
Put on.
There you go.
I believe he got an OBE for all that, his charity work. But, yeah, no, wonderful theatre, Marlowe.
Yeah,
I love it.
Because I used to, to work there, so I used to do the sound of the lighting, certainly for the Panto, and certainly for this big charity show you're talking about, which Dave Lee used to organise. There's now a bench of Dave Lee outside
the
there
is, with a sort of bronzy thingy of him. Yeah. Yeah, God bless him. And he deserves that. He needs to be saluted, because he really did. He put Canterbury on the map.
Yeah, I like to think that was Chaucer, but, you know, whatever.
No, it weren't. It's Dave Lee.
What I wanted to say, though, you see, because often, because I used to have a former life on the other side of the showbiz curtain, often when I meet people, I want them to have been horrible to me back then, so I can call them out on it now.
I
but
agree.
Annoyingly, you were entirely pleasant, and that's given...
I'm happy. I'm genuinely happy.
Yeah.
You know, the tablets are kicked in, and I'm loving it. But I... Yeah, I'm doing what I love. Yeah. I was born to do it. I was born to sing. I love singing and everything else I've learned. I mean, people are quite surprised when they see the tour and that and go, oh, I didn't know you could sing. But, the comedy sort of came a little bit later. But I genuinely enjoy what I do, and I think that's so important. I tell my girls, you know, look, go out there and try and find a job that you love. And I honestly was not good at anything else. I'm dyslexic.
Yep.
At school, I struggled with not being able to keep up. And, of course, at that time, it wasn't even recognised, dyslexia. You were just known as thick and in the remedial class. And I didn't know what was wrong with me, but to diffuse it all, I used to make people laugh. Unbeknownst to me, I was mapping out my career and learning my trade. So it's very natural to me to be, sort of funny. And there's not many funny people. I don't like to blow my own trumpet, but there's lots of technically a brilliant comics out there, but there's not genuinely like your Coopers and all that that are naturally
what
funny.
Do you think changed then? Because you're right, because I mean, going back to the early 80s when so-called alternative comedy swept in, was that a turning point? Because it seems like a very long time ago now, but I suppose that vibe has stayed with us, or do you think we're going back round to
I think Michael McIntyre is brilliant. I mean, to do his show, he should be absolutely saluted and win every award, because to do a variety show, which that is, in front of a family crowd and going out at 7 o'clock, is amazing, and I really do admire him, and I think he's a wonderful performer, and I think there's a few out there. He's naturally funny. Lee Evans, who I don't believe is doing it now. I don't
he's
know what
retired
that's all about.
From
I know. Well, let's be honest, did make a lot of money with those Wembley shows. Yeah. So that's what I want to do. You know, Steve Martin used to say, just do one big show. You know, don't worry about touring that. Just do one big one.
Yeah.
But it has changed. And I don't know for the better. You know, I think I salute who's out there and who's doing original material, but I think it's a lot more clinical now and very much seen as a profession. You're not born into it, and you're not sort of
you're right, it is considered now. You can follow the progression, can't you? It goes okay, some club gigs or whatever on the stand-up circuit, a panel show appearance, the next thing is and it's very much mapped out.
Next thing, Wembley, you know, I mean. So often I'll see starring Wembley, and I've never even heard of them, but weirdly I am now an alternative comedian.
That's right, you are.
So he's done a full circle.
Yeah,
and I always say there's lots of you know, there's lots of, you know, there's lots of celebrities out there, but there's not a lot of celebrities can do anything, you know, and that's the sort of where we're at.
Yeah.
I always like to bring something to the table, you know, and, you know, I genuinely like what I do.
And today, given that you've turned up naked, as you said,
yes,
you've brought more to the table than I bargained for.
There you go, a little bit of a balloon animal. There's a dog.
That's nice. Stay right there. We're going to take traffic and travel because, you know, we're contractually obliged.
I agree. So, yeah. It's busy out there. That's all you need to know. Stay at home and listen to the radio.
Well, precisely. Brian Connolly is with us. We'll be talking more after this. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
I'm going to put my clothes
on. Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Listen closely. Relax your mind. Now picture a car. It's Italian. A Trident? Yes, a Maserati. Now picture a number, a price. Too high. Focus. No? Well, the Ghibli Saloon starts at just £475 a month, plus initial rental on personal contract hire with Maserati. I know. Unbelievable, isn't it? Find out more at maserati.co.uk. Personal contract hire. The Maserati Ghibli Diesel. Initial rental of 5,700. 48-month term. 9,000 miles per annum. Subject to status. Valid until 31st of March 17. Maserati contract hire.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay. List your items for free and only pay when you sell. So there's never been a better time to get on eBay. Private sellers only. Conditions and exclusions apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
With Sky Bet, great just got greater. Introducing the all-new Cash Out Boost. Turbocharge your winnings with a chance to win a cash bonus when you cash out your bet. We could make £40 into £48, £20 into £30, and £25 into £50. With Cash Out Boost from Sky Bet, why cash out anywhere else? Sky Bet, that's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. Max cash out boost to the value of £50. Amounts will vary. When the fun stops, stop. Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still big problems in North Yorkshire for Easingwold. The A19 completely closed both ways. A serious accident involving a lorry and a car. A sign diversion on scene for you to follow there. Northbound side of the M6 in the West Midlands, stop start between 6 at Spaghetti and 7 for Great Bar for the A34. That's due to some ongoing roadworks, and roadworks also causing long queues for Pembrey in Kent. The A21 north towards the North Farm roundabout affected by temporary traffic lights. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fixed the car like a hero shop.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. It is Thursday afternoon and it is just coming up to a time, and Brian Connolly is here with us this afternoon.
Way!
Yeah. And he's now dressed, which is good news for all of us.
And but I give that way. How comes I'm more excited about me being on it than anyone else?
Well, you just are. And I think that's nice that you're bringing that level.
I have to go wehe because no one else is going to go wehe.
Yeah. It's not like Steve Wright where he's got that clapping.
Pre-recorded
clapping. We don't do that.
I'm on Steve on Friday.
Of course you are. We love Steve. We love Steve.
Yeah, he's great.
Give him my best.
I will indeed. Yeah.
Well, you know, he's been doing it a long time as well, hasn't he, Steve Wright? He's come through the, you know, from
he's
Radio
good.
One days.
He's good. I mean, he's not as good as you, John.
Thank you.
You're better looking than him.
I am, yes.
You know, but we love Steve. Looks like he's been eating pillows, but that's
not bad. We were just talking, and I think this is interesting, about TV now. Mm-hmm. Because even when you were doing your stuff, you were getting 15 million views.
Yeah, that's
right,
correct.
And stuff.
Yeah.
And now it seems to me that telly people are pleased when they get, you know, 1.5 million or some such.
I know.
That's like considered a hit now. So, but those days are gone. I mean, were you sort of proud that you were kind of at that end where.
Of course. I mean, when I started, there was 3 channels.
Yeah.
BBC, BBC Two, ITV. And then, of course, it went to Channel 4, and then it just sort of generally picked up from there. But it is a different era, and I think people watch it differently now. I mean, I'm a big fan of Netflix, things like that. And, you know, when you do watch an ITV programme, I mean, what I tend to do with something like The X Factor is I video it, and then I watch all my favourite bits, which are the adverts.
Yeah. also, I like your quaint use of the word, I video it there, which sort of...
I know.
I'm with you on that as well. That's okay. Like, yeah, I video. I haven't used a videotape for years.
No, I know what you mean. But what would you say? Okay, yeah, you record.
I commit it digitally to a hard drive.
Yes, I know. Well, what do you call... Okay, I'm getting old. So, okay, Beyonce brings out a pop video. Do you call it a pop video?
Promo? I think she drops a promo.
Is that right?
Let's defer to our young correspondent, Cornelius, okay, who's 12 years old.
I think video. Dropped a video.
Is video still?
Yeah, I think it's a... Yeah, video. People say video.
Do they?
Yeah, see, John? Oh. I'm just in
I've
the
never
know,
heard
mate.
It.
I'm
so
cool.
Out of touch, me. I don't know.
A promo is a promotion for a song, surely.
Well, that's what it's a video promo, then.
No, because promo is when you sit in a hotel and sort of talk about it or on the radio. But they do often say, Ed Sheeran, I saw him on something. Yes, I've just done a video. And I went, ha ha. So you're pulling me out there, John, and you don't even know what the real slang is. We are in the know.
I don't even know what a meme is.
Oh, I haven't got a clue. What's that then?
There you go.
Right. Is it something rude?
Yeah.
All right, move on.
But anyway,
everyone's Googling the word now.
Everyone knows
what
it is, Brian.
Don't do it when you drive. It's 6 points.
Everyone knows. Right, so look, let's talk about pantomime. A bit as well, because you've done a lot of buttons.
I have, but I'm moving into the 21st century now. I'm now called Velcro.
Good.
You know, I think that's important. No, buttons is one of the best. It's Cinderella, obviously.
Yeah.
It is the best character because at the end of the day, you know, he really fancies Cinderella, but she goes off with the prince.
Yeah.
And there's all that pathos and huge amounts of comedy because you don't like the prince. And it's all, you know, it's so popular because when you see the word Cinderella, you go, oh, I'm going to get the ugly sisters and it's going to be this, that. So there is that. But I do enjoy it, and it really is big these days, you know. Pantomime
Why is it timeless? Because it's been
pantomime.
Yeah,
I think it's moved. It's moved on. I think people had that sort of idea. People that haven't been in the last 10 years that it's going to be like a church hall sort of thing. And it is, you know, at the end of the day, it's a dressed up, huge, big variety show.
Yeah,
and big money is spent on it. There's a company called Kudos who are number one at putting on probably 35 pantomimes now, and they spend millions on sets because obviously they can travel those sets. Then once it's built, they'll move it on to Birmingham. They move it on to Southampton. Well, this year, me and Gokwan took $1.6 million in 4 weeks. It's big business, and it has to be a good show because very much, I always say, as long as the first week's busy, we'll take care of the rest. It's word of mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they won't... If I love this saying. If it's a good show, people will tell 10 people. If it's a bad show, they'll tell 20. So, you know, it's interesting to keep it at that level and at a high level.
Yeah. And in terms of stage stuff then, because you've obviously done musicals, you've done this kind of stuff as well. So do you, having done all of these strings to your bow, do you... You sort of do one for a bit, miss the other one, move on.
John. I do. I do one and go, oh, what's I doing that? What's I doing that? But I suppose out of all of them, I like the spectacularness of being in a West End musical or a big musical on tour. I've done Oliver for Sir Cameron McIntosh.
Yeah.
I've done...
You did Jolson, of course.
Yeah, that was many years ago, and that really put me on the map. Then I played 2 years ago, P.T. Barnum for Cameron again. And that was a wonderful honour. I didn't really want to go on tour. You know, I'm getting too old for that. But Sir Cameron said, you know, please come out to dinner. And once Sir Cameron says it, you know, it's Division One. It's like as if you're playing at Wembley. And the money and the expense put on it, it was a real spectacular. I had to learn to walk on a tight wire, which was very interesting. You know,
how long did that take for me?
It took me 3 months, but it was ongoing, you know, all the way through the show. You know, before every show started, I would walk across and practice it every day. Seriously twisted my ankle in rehearsals and was on crutches for 3 weeks. But I loved it. But there is restraints to being in a show. You know, you've got to sort of lead in with all the actors. You can't ad lib, things like that. And I love the freedom of my own show and pantomime. You know, the freedom of pantomime is you can be topical. You can talk about adverts, popular songs. I mean, for this year, it was very much, I got a pen. I got an apple. Apple pen. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You have to Google Apple pen and you will be amazed at what you see and how many people have watched it. But no, I enjoy the freedom of my own show. And if there was anything... If I had to get rid of everything, it would be I wouldn't get rid of being out there live.
Yeah.
There's something very special about that and the freedom. And I cannot tell you what an honour it is when lots of people have paid to see you specifically, not a show that you're in, like a West End show or something, but they've paid their money and it's a real commitment.
Yeah, I did like, as you just said, you know, I'm getting a bit told to go on tour, yet you're in here promoting a tour as well. I think that's, you know, that's bold.
Yes, but that was a year's tour with Barnum. This is only a couple of months, and I don't do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
No.
I just do Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, because they're your best days. Yeah. You know, no one really wants to go out on the Monday night. And there always are because you're going, I've got to make you laugh, but you've got all week at work now.
What does Brian Connolly do on a day off?
I'm a dad. I've got my kids. Do the school run. Last week, it's very glamorous, I hired a skip and cleared out my garage. It was quite euphoric. It was a bit like...
I got as high as doing
a Royal Variety Show, which I've done 8, I don't wish to brag.
Yeah.
But, I really did get a buzz out of it, you know? And,
What was the thing that you thought, I'll get rid of that, but then couldn't bring yourself to throw in a skip?
A car. No. would you believe a huge blooming cauldron? Witch's cauldron that I got. I was in a show and they were throwing it out and I went, don't you want that cauldron? I'll have it. And my wife and my kids love it because they always get it out for about 3 days over Halloween and it's enormous, you know. And I said I could fit a car in there if that blooming cauldron weren't there. But yes, it's a wooden cauldron. It's quite sad, really, but there you go.
There we go. Brian Connolly there on the programme. Very good to have you in. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's lovely to be here.
For coming in. And, you know, in 15 million viewers watch Brian Connolly, and now we've got The Nightly Show with David Walliams. So, have you seen that, though?
Oh, mate, I watched the first, and I'm shouting at the time. I absolutely swear on my children's lives. Yep. I've got two. My little Lucy was in the kitchen, making a cup of tea or something. She's only 15. And when she was in there, she was in there for quite a bit of time, and she went, "Dad, you all right?" And they went, "Why?" She went, "You keep swearing." I was swearing at the telly, going, "This is..." And in so many words, you know, I didn't know she was listening. But, oh, my God. Yeah. You know, there you go. Just leave it to the professionals. Leave it. That's the thing, you know. I mean, the funny thing is, it's all gone the full circle where, you know, people used to watch entertainers on the telly. Now, entertainers say, "I'm watching people on the telly." And you sort of think, come on. You know, it's... It's weird. The word experience doesn't come into it anymore.
Well, we learned that ISIS have claimed responsibility for the nightly show.
That is very funny.
It's an atrocity. Right, thank you, Brian Connolly. Brian Connolly
is on... But you've got to watch it, because it's so bad. Yeah, I had to watch it. Everyone said, you've got to watch it, it's terrible. So I did.
He's on tour. Give us a website again.
BrianConnolly.com, or, you know, you've got my Twitter thing, which is Real Brian Connolly. And don't get me confused with Bradley Walsh. Don't go on his site. And come and see it and have a laugh.
There he is. Good to have you on. Thank you very much, Brian Connolly, on the
God
programme.
God bless you, everyone. Happy New Year.
It's too late now. And in the next bit of the programme, there will be work experience punditry. We've dragged Matthew in. He's our work experience. He is no longer photocopying kettles and tea, but instead in here reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff. We've told him it's because it's a leg up in the industry. The truth is, it's because we don't have to pay him. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock, a Kickstarter. We give it a kick up the arse at around about 20 past three. And today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, of course. It's just gone 2:30 now. Now, though, I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The policing minister says a shortage of cash is not behind a crisis in policing in England and Wales. HMIC says many forces are failing to carry out basic functions due to a shortage of detectives. It comes as police officers in England and Wales are going to be given new taser guns. The X2 stun gun is capable of firing two shots without being reloaded, unlike the current one, which can only shoot single rounds. But Sky's Home Affairs correspondent Mark White says they're not without controversy.
Critics, of course, of the whole issuing of taser stun guns will be quite alarmed about this. They believe it's been linked to quite a number of deaths and the whole use of tasers should be reviewed.
An aide to a Conservative MP has been charged with two counts of rape, which it's claimed happened in the House of Parliament. 23-year-old Samuel Armstrong from Danbury in Essex has been suspended from duties for South Thanet MP Craig McKinley. Several patients are trapped after the roof of a hospital collapsed in Johannesburg. South African officials say rescue workers are trying to work out if it's safe to go inside. And Star Wars Rogue One actor Riz Ahmed is urging the government to force companies to employ more people from diverse backgrounds. He says the UK has failed to equally represent minority groups in work, including people from black or ethnic minority backgrounds, LGBT or those with disabilities. The weather dry this afternoon with sunshine for most. Showers in parts of Scotland with highs of 11 degrees. There's more in just under half an hour.
There is, Victoria. You're absolutely right. And it will come out of your face. And in 1 hour, there is, of course, Victoria's bonus news, where she brings us extra news due to the fact that her bulletins are shorter than they used to be, and we have to make the time up. So today, it's animal news.
It is.
Have you started researching it yet?
I've been given a suggestion
from
Alex from Twitter.
And me.
And Cornelius, but I'm not talking about that one yet. About a really cute baby giraffe. I'm going to tweet
it. Killed free.
No, it's lovely. It was a surprise giraffe.
It's joined ISIS.
No, it's just the story is it's been born and it was a surprise.
To the mother?
Well, to everyone.
No, to the father, John. There's your surprise. The father gorilla.
It's not a unusual hybrid creature. It's just a regular giraffe. Sorry. It's cute, though.
A giraffe?
Cute. No.
Gorilla?
No, okay. Neither of those exist.
Fine. Right, so that's all happening with Victoria, and I know. What? Eh? Eh? Do you think Sheila Fogarty is covering that story over on LBC? I think not. But we are, in an hour's time. Right, Matthew's in very shortly with geeky, gadgety stuff. You're listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I am John Holmes, and we are aware, as are you, quite probably, that today is World Book Day. I don't know whether you have dressed up a child today to go to school dressed as a book. That's what you have to do if you have a child. I had to dress two children as a book today. Cornelius is here.
Hi, everyone.
He's barely out of childhood, and he's dressed up for World Book Day today.
No, I haven't.
Because looking at his face, he's come as Clarence the Cross-Eyed Lion.
It's just my face, and I haven't read that book.
And the book, of course, Kissing with Mother. That he's.
That's not a book.
His mum
you've just made
taught
a
him
book
to kiss
up.
In a book a shelter.
In a book.
A book shelter.
It's changed.
Yeah. Anyway, today, of course, being World Book Day, we like to help on this programme. So what we've done is we've brought you a number of book facts. A lot of people don't know a lot of things about books, so we thought we'd help out with some book facts. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
This is coming in from Michael, who says that the author of the world's first ever book, Mark Twain, never did want to be a novelist. Instead, he just wanted to be a man whose picture appeared alongside quotes of his on Twitter. Tragically, his dream only came true many years after his death.
Book fact here for you. As well as World Book Day, there is also, of course, World Children's Day, which is next Friday, when notable authors go to work dressed as their favourite child. Matthew is our work experience this week, and he joins us in the studio now. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi there. Now, hi. You... Don't join in, Connie. So you have spent the week photocopying kettles, making photocopiers and making tea, right?
Mm-hmm,
good.
Mm-hmm.
We've dragged you away from it.
Oh, good.
Because we've instead given you a leg up in the industry, Matthew. That's what this is.
Definitely.
It's a low rung of a ladder, admittedly, but here you are anyway. And it's us being nice. It's us reaching out a hand, a helping hand, to pull you up into the industry you so crave to work in.
Mm.
That's what we've said, isn't it?
Mm,
the truth
mm.
is, of course, you're only here because we don't have to pay you.
Yeah.
So you're reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff as part of Work Experience Punditry yeah. today. What have you got?
Well, starting off, I've got that iPhone. New iPhone coming out in September.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, 6 months away, but they're going to make some big changes. So we saw last year, you know, getting rid of the headphone jack, that was controversial. Now they're going to get ditched the Lightning port for charging in favour of USB Type-C.
What are you talking about?
Well, I spent on all their Macs lately, and so instead of using a Lightning charger to yeah. charge your iPhone,
so the new one came out, and the Lightning port was also the headphone socket.
Now
they're getting rid of that.
Yeah, in favour of USB tape Type C.
They do the bloody Apple though.
I know.
And then you have to buy all the bits to fit the thing.
That's exactly. why they do it though. They like change the charge about every three iPhones.
Mm. And not buy their stuff.
I'm not buying an iPhone next time.
There you go. I didn't buy the last one, so I'm still on the. Because I didn't want to have the headphone gadget.
Mm.
So I'm just on my old one, which right. is now broken. But anyway, I'm still struggling my way through it. But so that's not a long gap between changing this stuff, though, is it?
No, exactly, yeah. So
what's the advantage of a USB-C?
I think it's all about that it's a quicker USB. It's just quicker.
Just quicker.
Yeah, that's it.
It's quicker. I mean, you know, we don't need it quicker, Apple, do we?
Mm.
As long as it charges. So if you've bought the adapter to change your headphone jack into the Lightning port, do you have to buy now an adapter to change your Lightning port that's connected to your headphone jack into the USB-C? So essentially, your cable is now 30 metres long.
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
Well, you say maybe, although probably may see.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then may D.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I did.
Yeah. Yep. It's good.
Lovely. Right. Yeah.
They're going to get rid of the screen next.
Yeah, that's right.
And the whole phone.
Yeah.
You're going to buy one, they go, there's your phone. There isn't one there. There is.
Yeah. What they do is they'll just end up taking some of your money and then, you know, taking advantage of children in the third world, and then that will be the transaction.
Yeah.
You won't get anything from it.
Just that.
Yeah. They'll keep those two bits,
yeah.
the money taken and the third world bit.
Yeah, and the actual product itself, it's so modern it doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And instead of listening to stuff on headphones, you just sing to yourself.
Yeah.
Great.
But you can only pay only if you've paid Apple.
Oh, only if you've paid Apple the rights to download the song to your head from your memory in your head. Any other changes on it?
Yeah, there's going to be no home button. There's going to be no bezels, so no round thing. It's just everything's going to be embedded in the display. So the fingerprint scanner.
Oh, that's all very well until it breaks. Like,
yeah. Even the speakers, everything.
The most annoying thing, right, about a thing that's not an Apple, right? So I bought my children.
Did you?
Yes, online.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you can do that now.
Gosh.
Yeah, but we don't encourage.
No, we don't. But anyway, when I got them, when I unwrapped them, right, when they arrived, they came with their own tablets. And
special offer, was it?
Got out of that one. But the thing annoying, I bought them tablets that aren't the Apple ones, because I'm not spending £300 on an iPad for a child, right? So I got them the Kindle Fire.
Okay.
Right. But the annoying thing about tablets that aren't that, where the home screen and indeed the control things are on the screen, when the screen locks or something, which think they do, you've got no physical button to press because you can't press the screen to restart the thing, and that's the most annoying thing about it. So this is a stupid bloody idea, frankly.
What can I say? You should have words with Apple.
Right. Get them on the phone.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Stay there, Matthew, because we've got to take traffic and travel now.
Sure.
And then we'll be back with more geeky, gadgety crap, as researched by Work Experience Matthew, next on Talk Radio as part of Work Experience Punditry.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Tonight on ITV, London's Met Police 1973. No place for the faint-hearted.
There's been a murder.
Julianne Collins, last known address, Kingsmead Estate.
No place for the weak-willed.
I swear, I didn't do it.
Let's get knocking on doors. Come on, go!
No place for a female police officer.
Tennyson.
Am I in trouble again, Sarge?
A Life of Crime Begins. Prime Suspect 1973. Tonight at 9 on ITV.
Ah, Vivaldi's Autumn Concerto, evoking russet leaves, mists and hibernating animals. Indeed, while you're hanging on the phone, you too may slip into a deep slumber. Luckily, you can now bypass autumn, winter, in fact all four seasons, by doing your tax online instead of on the phone. The new personal tax account from HMRC is quick, easy and secure, and lets you check your tax and update your details online. See yours today at gov.uk/personal-tax-account.
eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
And press that.
Horns. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
Do you know how much you've won?
I can't believe it.
You've won £1 million. That's amazing.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Jill is just one of the lucky millionaires made in the Lotto raffle. In every Lotto draw, £1 million must be won. Play makes it possible. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting on the London bound side of the M3 in Surrey, a lane block due to an accident between 3 at Lightwater and Junction 2 for the M25, inside lane of the 3 block there. Northbound side of the M6 in the West Midlands, stop start 5 up to 7, Castle Bromwich up towards Great Bar for the A34. That's due to some ongoing roadworks which are taking place near to Junction 8. And finally, Easingwold, the A19 through North Yorkshire, completely closed both ways due to a serious accident between Easingwold and the 4 Nubby turnoff. I'm Stephen Beach.
eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
And press that.
Horns. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam Shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, we are midst work experience punditry before we dive back into geeky, gadgety crap. Let us instead dive headlong into the news, which, of course, is always happening, it seems to me. The news seems to never stop. Every time I switch the news on, there's some news there. Every time I open a newspaper, what do I get? News. So, what I've noticed is that it's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
People can't, Cornelius, which, as you know, is why we're here to help you. We do. We take the news and we go through it and we analyse it. And we do that through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables, we present the news in haikus.
Ice Cube says he'll back. Kanye's run for the White House. A cool endorsement.
Yep. The news! In haikus! Is with us. He's our work experience this week, and we've tasked him with reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff. It's work experience punditry. It's a roundup of things with wires, or not. What do we get? We've already slagged off the new iPhone for changing its charging ports yet again. Where are we going next?
We're going to 5G mobile data.
Hello.
So, you know, we've got 4G now. Well, but is that quick enough?
Yes. Well, the thing is with 4G, it's only in certain places anyway. Mm. I mean, I can, you know, it's not at my house.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
I always run out of it as well.
Yeah. That is a big problem.
Mm. Am I going to run out of 5G quicker than I run out of 4G, which is already too quick?
Maybe. Maybe you just need to watch what you're doing, Cornelius.
Don't watch that film.
Yeah.
How is 5G...
Yes.
I mean, I know it's faster, but, you know, how? What is it?
Many complicated things that, you know, are even too geeky for me.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
This is the mystery of the world.
You know, but what I'm getting at is why don't, you know, we've had 3G.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we skipped straight past 1G and 2G.
I know.
We went straight to 3G.
Yeah.
Now there's 4G. And they're going to 5G. Why not just go straight to 10G? Missing out the others, because there is a precedent for that, and then it'll just be as fast as 10G.
Or 1H.
Yeah, there you go.
How fast that'll be.
Why start at G? Where's 1A?
I know.
I don't understand, geeks. Right, so, look, when's it coming?
We don't know.
Fine.
That's it's estimated maybe 2018, 2019, but more likely 2020 for the Summer Olympic Games in Japan.
I would look it up, but I've got my signal in it. So, that's true. So it's been developed to coincide with a World Olympic event, but essentially 5G. That's a long way off, it seems.
Yeah, it is. And we might even be seeing Super 4G, 4.5G, and then later when 5G's here, Super 5G.
But why not just call that 5G?
I don't know.
And then go 6G. Anyway, all right, so, I mean, do we need it? It's going to cost us more money?
It's definitely going to cost us more money, that's for sure, because that's one of the problems. I mean, it's a lot faster and it's a lot more reliable, but it's really expensive. And it's kind of a bit of a chicken and egg problem, because they need the support network for the devices, but then we need enough devices for that to support.
Yeah.
So we basically, what the companies to make 5G,
yeah,
they basically need us all to get a bit richer so we can have the devices to get 5G,
yeah,
and then they can do it.
Wasn't there a government report or so a couple months ago saying that this country just simply isn't ready for 5G for when it happens?
Because the infrastructure wouldn't be.
Yeah, yeah, there's no infrastructure
exactly
for it.
But there's also no infrastructure really for 4G, it seems to me, wherever I seem to go, outside of, you know, London.
Yeah, but that's fine then.
Shut up. So you get the, you know, that horrible sinking feeling. You go, oh, I need to look this thing up quite urgently, or send an email urgently.
Yeah, yeah,
you look at your phone and you go, oh, it's 3G. Oh, well, that's all right. That's enough. I mean, it's a 4G phone, but it's I'm standing in the middle. Oh, no, it's just gone down to GRPS or whatever it is.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I hate that.
What,
so
is that 1G?
Oh,
but
annoying.
Then there's E as well. Have you noticed E?
E, but it goes in a sliding scale. It goes straight from 3G to E, doesn't it?
And then
down to GPRS. They might as well just rename all the phones when it comes up with GPRS. Might as well just say F you. Because that's what basically my phone is saying to me.
It's literally
that point.
Yeah.
You say, you can't do anything now. You're just going to watch that little circly thing go round and round and round really slowly.
It's so patronising.
Nothing's going to happen. And then it just go, oh, no service.
I know.
So, yeah. So I welcome the idea of 5G, but it won't work on anything I own.
Probably not.
All right, what else is in your geeky, gadgety bag?
We've got the Nintendo Switch. So that comes out tomorrow. And Nintendo, they're known for changing the game. So we had second screen gaming with the DS. We had motion control with the Wii. And we had 3D gaming with the 3DS. Now they're switching it up with the Switch.
Yeah, good, clever.
Yeah. It's essentially a massive Sega Game Gear. Now, do you remember what that is?
No.
You don't know what that is? Even you don't know what that is, John?
I wasn't really a gamer.
Oh, okay.
So I wasn't really... I had one of those things where you could play a simple game of tennis with two white bars and a square dot.
Pong.
Oh, right.
I think it predates even that.
Yeah.
That was what it was, Pong.
No, it was called tennis.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Really.
Okay.
I think.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Pong, as in short for ping pong.
Maybe. Look it up. I've got no signal. No. Right, so what's different about this Switch?
So, it's trying to merge console gaming with handheld gaming. So you've got a screen, which is the big chunk of it, and then you've got two controllers, which are called Joy-Cons, which slide onto either side. So you can slide them on and off. You slide them on for handheld gaming if you're going out and about, and then you could just pop it in the console holder, slide the Joy-Cons off.
Sorry, we're still talking about gaming?
Yeah.
Okay. Checking.
Slide the Joy-Cons off, and it just seamlessly connects to your TV, and then you're bang in. Like
you say
that.
Seamlessly, of course. I'd still be there 2 days later going, why won't you connect?
Yeah.
Which is what I tend to do with all technology. It's clearly got the Wi-Fi signal. I'm standing here with this and this. This is connected. This isn't. Why? I do that a lot, to be honest, in my house.
So there's a lot of shouting.
There's a lot of shouting and things, yeah. So I don't really want to clutter it up with any of that. But in terms of... Because gaming, I thought now, was moving on to the virtual reality headset thing. I thought that was the next big thing, rather than this half.
Is that affordable, though?
Well, I don't know. Let's defer to our gadget expert.
See, well, this Nintendo Switch is £280 minus 1p. So that's £279.99.
Right. Is that good value? Do you game? Are you a gamer?
I was. I was a big Xbox boy when I was a bit younger.
Okay.
Not so much, just because credit crunch, whatnot. You know,
yeah.
They're really, really expensive now. But I think £280, roughly about, for a Nintendo Switch is pretty good value. I think virtual reality is more and more and more, much more.
Does it have? I mean, it's USP. What market are they aiming at, and what age group is this? Is this aimed at?
I think this is all age groups.
So right. Do people have now? Yeah. Okay, because I've never been a gamer, so I don't know. Mm. I mean, I've got an ancient Xbox gathering dust somewhere, but I wonder if the gaming world. Do you buy one platform and stick to it, or do people go, "Oh, I'm going to have an Xbox, I'm going to have a PlayStation, I'm going to have a Switch, and have all of them," or not? Is that a thing?
I think.
It's just one console.
Okay, yeah. So you kind of buy into the loyalty.
Yeah.
Right, so it's a constant battle between them to find out who's going to...
Yeah. And, like, some consoles get exclusive games.
Exactly.
Like, and others, like the PlayStation, it's free to play online.
Actually, it's not.
Is it not anymore?
So ooh, in
it
your
was
face
with
cutting.
The PS3, but with the PS4, you know, I've got to pay £40 a year for online, just like Xbox.
I have an Xbox, so I don't know. Ooh. Well, I say my flatmate has an Xbox,
yeah.
So...
Yeah. Yeah. But well, the good news is, of course, the Nokia 3310 is coming back, and that's got Snake. So you know, so
you can play that online.
Doesn't have 5G though. So.
No, that's true.
No,
neither do any of us. That's fine. Anyway, look, thank you, Matthew.
My pleasure.
For coming in and rounding that up for us.
No,
that was work experience punditry. We get Matthew in. He was just in the office there, you know, just sort of making the photocopier, and
we very clever. This
very good,
yeah.
Very good, very technologically minded. Yeah, it's good.
And he's our head engineer
we
now.
We tracked him away. Wouldn't take a lot, would it? I saw the head engineer earlier, just unplunging a sink blockage, and I was thinking, yeah, there are things that don't work here and there. But no, you carry on with that. It's fine. Anyway, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. That was Work Experience Punditry. In the next bit of the programme, of course, the big debate at 3 is on the way. There will be us helping other people as well. In this case, someone with a Kickstarter idea, reaching out of the radio as we do, and giving them a hand in the crazy world of crowdsourcing, fundraising, for their hopes and dreams. If you've got a Kickstarter idea that you'd like to talk about on the radio, get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And before 4 o'clock, everybody's least favourite quiz on the radio, Paul Rossmaster, a quiz pertaining to knowledge of Talk Radio's Full Set Breakfast presenter, Paul Ross. It's going to be here, and it's going to be here in around 45 minutes. I'm John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay. List your items for free and only pay when you sell. So there's never been a better time to get on eBay. Private sellers only. Conditions and exclusions apply.
Did you know premium bonds have been around for 60 years? I recently won £100 in the monthly prize draw. I was off to the bank to deposit my prize warrant when my granddad came over. You know you can do all that online nowadays, he chuckled. And he was right. I now manage my premium bonds online, and I've chosen to have my winnings paid straight into my bank account. It's so much faster. You can too by visiting nsandi.com. Premium bonds. Making people smile for 60 years.
Right now, there's great deals not to be missed at Jewson, like specialist boards, whether you're
soundproofing,
waterproofing, or fireproofing. Get the big name boards you need for nailed down prices from just £7.69 each. Or grab 100 raw plug metal self-drilled plasterboard fixings for only £7.99. Plus, don't get stuck without plasterboard joint tape. Get 3 rolls for just £10. Everything you need to get the job done from Jewson. Prices subject to VAT at 20%. Go to jewson.co.uk to find your nearest branch.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon, it's Thursday. Of course, I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Victoria has the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, police facing crisis, charges over rape in Parliament, and Countdown host wasn't a spy.
Talk Radio.
The policing minister says there's no excuse for any force not to deliver on its obligations, as a report says it's in crisis. The police watchdog says victims are being let down in England and Wales. 14 services have been rated inadequate or in need of improvement. Lord Brian Paddock, the former Deputy Assistant Commissioner at the Metropolitan Police, has told Talk Radio they're being stretched, as there's been a 22% cut in funding in the last 6 years.
As well as the current crime that they're going to have to deal with, they've got loads and loads of historic child abuse cases to deal with, for example. They've got a big public inquiry coming up into undercover policing. So effectively, they're trying to deal with 120% of current demand with less than 80% of the resources that they had.
It comes as controversial plans have been approved to give police officers in England and Wales new high-tech tasers. The new models have not one but two shots and produce a sparking effect, which it's hoped will convince suspects to be more compliant. A Conservative MP's aide has been charged with rape. It's claimed the attack happened in the House of Parliament in October. 23-year-old Samuel Armstrong from Essex has been suspended. The Prime Minister says the government's bill to start the official Brexit process must be approved unamended. It's after last night's defeat in the House of Lords. Peers wanted more protections for EU citizens. Conservative peer Baroness Altman has told Talk Radio it needs to be changed.
All the government needs to do is to come back to Parliament, which is what we were asking the minister to do, and just commit to unilaterally doing the right thing and going into the negotiations, which will be difficult and will be complex, with goodwill and on the moral high ground.
And Richard Whiteley's partner insists he wasn't a spy. It's after the actor Ricky Tomlinson accused the Countdown host, who died in 2005, of being an MI5 operative who helped orchestrate a plot to have him jailed. But Catherine Panowitz says he had asthma and a poor grasp of technology, so wouldn't have been up to the job.
Yeah, well, she would say that, wouldn't she?
Well,
I mean,
she's
not going to say, "Oh, you're right, he was a spy," because it's all secret. So she's going to say that. So there.
All right, John.
It's a cover story, isn't it? It's like Les Dennis.
Also, that suggests that Susie Dent is a spy.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, because she's really clever.
She is really clever.
And Rachel Riley. So they're both spies.
And Carol Vorderman.
But they're not the main host.
Carol Vorderman's
a
cold-hearted
Nick
killer.
Is it Nick who was on the
couch? Nick Ewan now.
Yeah.
Murderer, yeah.
No.
Okay, you could just call him a murderer,
no,
John.
No, you can't, because he's not.
Yeah. I think he perhaps was responsible for the death of Alexander Litvinenko.
Well, that was a stupid thing to suggest.
You've got no proof he didn't do it.
You have no proof he did do it.
I don't need proof.
Why? I don't think that's going to hold up in court somehow.
Yeah, you're right, I didn't think it through. Mm. That was Victoria there with the news, and now she's probably got the weather.
I definitely have the weather.
She's got the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Dry this afternoon with sunshine for many, showers for parts of Scotland with highs of 11 degrees.
Okay, thank you very much, Victoria there.
You're welcome, John Holmes there.
In half an hour, she'll have the bonus news, which today, ooh, I know, is animal news. A little tease?
I've said it already, keep your
eyes. No, I was just calling you a little...
Oh, right. So are you. People should hear what you say to me off air.
Unbelievable. It's a slur, that is.
It's not, though.
Slur.
Because it's true.
A slur. In the next bit of the programme. There will be Victoria's bonus news today. It's animal news. There will be a Kickstarter kicked right up the arse by us as we help another crowd-sourced coin project along by putting it on the radio. And, of course, Paul Rossmaster on the way as well. Next, though, it's time for the big debate. Oh, there's the sport.
The sport, you idiot.
I forgot the sport.
It's because you're embarrassed by me revealing your terrible comments.
Not at all. You're the one who does the weird drawings and slides them at me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think you like them.
I don't. So, it's time for the sport now. It's pre-recorded. It's with Tim Tumphrey. And the sport today comes from the debut show of Mexico's premier experimental spoken word / electro-funk ensemble.
Good afternoon, I'm Tim Humphrey. With just over 48 hours to go, David Hayes stepped up what's become a bitter war of words ahead of his fight with Tony Bellew in London on Saturday night.
It's not about knocking him down for 10 seconds. I want to do this guy some serious damage.
He told our sister station TalkSport he never wanted the fight, but now he's got it, he wants to see Bellew unconscious for a long time and denied suggestions his passion might overwhelm his preparations.
He actually enhances my boxing. The more someone gets under the skin, the harder I train, the more effort I put in, the healthier I eat, the earlier I go to sleep. and it's all going to backfire.
West Ham manager Slaven Bilic says while it would be nice to sign a new contract, he's in no rush. He's thought talks are taking place to extend his current deal, which has 15 months left to run. Ireland have recalled Jared Payne to their training squad for the final two matches of the Rugby Union Six Nations. The centre returns from a kidney injury he suffered in their win over Australia in November. And that's the latest sport, powered by TalkSport.
Yeah. That's Tim there with the pre-recorded sport live today from the debut show of Mexico's premier experimental spoken word electro-funk ensemble. You're listening to Talk Radio. In the afternoons, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it's time for the big debate. So today is, of course, World Book Day. It's the annual day when parents everywhere are forced into a blind panic at around 8:15 a.m. when they realise they've forgotten to sort out a costume for their child to wear to school. Now, of course, I remembered this morning, my four-year-old. World Book Day, obviously, you have to dress them up as something from a book, yeah? And I remembered. So my four-year-old this morning went to school as a dressed as a fact from the Encyclopedia Britannica. While the seven-year-old was dressed as one of the characters from The Joy of Sex. Extra marks for that because, of course, yesterday the government announced sex education for primary schools, didn't they? So, who's the best dad now, eh? It's me, just to be clear. But, of course, everything has its own day these days, doesn't it? Everything. Earlier on in the week, you'll remember it was World Batter Awareness Day on Tuesday when children had to go to school dressed as some milk. Tomorrow is Dog Day afternoon, when children have to go to school dressed as a 1970s Al Pacino thriller based on a real-life bank heist, but only in the afternoon. And next week, it's Doris Day Day, when children go to school dressed as the actress Doris Day, but in costumes suggesting she'd been injured during last week's Storm Doris. So a lot of days. But the question is, what of the mist that one sees in the sky behind aeroplanes? Well, on the line to refute that idea is Nick. He's called Talk Radio. Afternoon, Nick. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Nick. Thanks for dialing in. Now, you've called Talk Radio on 03444991000 because you heard me talking about World Book Day there, and then for no reason at all, that got you incensed about those contrails that you often see behind aeroplanes at high altitude. Have I got that right? Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's exactly it. You were saying about the books, and I thought I hate contrails.
Yes. So what is it you don't like about them? I mean, is it a case of, you know, you see an aeroplane in the sky, you go, oh, look at me, I'm an aeroplane, I'm so needy, I'm drawing attention to myself with these contrails that make its pathway through the air sort of visible and longer, don't they?
I think you're putting words in my mouth. I mean, I grew up in an era where they were called vapor trails.
Right.
I think you probably grew up around the same time, the vapor trails, and it just makes me happy to see they've been renamed with the utter fraudulence right there in the title now. You know, they could have gone with fraud trail, mockery trail, deceptor trail, they're contrails.
Yeah.
I hate them, and I hate them more than hummus.
Right, okay. So would you then be prepared, with that in mind, to see aeroplanes trailing hummus through the sky?
I probably think that would be worse, but I'm not really a scientist.
But you did say that you hated contrails more than hummus, so surely by, in your own argument, you'd prefer hummus to come out of the back of an aeroplane?
If I I had to stand behind an aeroplane at high altitude that was going at 33,000 feet at supersonic speeds, I would rather there was hummus coming out than contrails.
Right, OK, well, that's you make a valid point. Hold the line, because I want to bring in... Is it George?
Jorge. That's my name for today, Jorge.
OK, fine. Thank you for calling, Jorge. Now, this argument is interesting, isn't it? Nick's saying that he's very anti-contrails. This is the mist, of course, that comes out of the back of the aeroplane as it goes through the sky. I'd rather see hummus coming out the back of them. What do you think?
Mary, quite contraily, how does your vapour flow? Yeah. I think Nick's a bit of an idiot, to be honest with you.
Right.
A chickpea-based dip coming out the back of an aeroplane. What's he on about? I thought, as far as I was concerned, a contrail was the remnants of destruction left by a mediocre radio sidekick personality.
Yeah, well, no, that's an interesting description, and many have called that, called it as they see it, which indeed you just did. But would you like to see a mediocre radio sidekick personality coming out of the back of an aeroplane covered in hummus?
I'm for contrails. I think they're fantastic. So, yeah, I would obviously love to see Cornelius being ejected at the back end of a jet engine.
Right. OK. Well, I'll
say this for hummus. Yeah. At least hummus and Cornelius both exist, whereas contrails, you know, they literally don't exist. You go to Amazon or eBay or... You go to John Lewis or Harrods online, you know, they won't have them. I did a trial of Amazon Prime.
Yes.
Because they mentioned just once... in passing, that I could have free delivery.
Yeah.
I tried typing in contrails. You know, nothing. It doesn't come up with anything. You can get anything on Amazon. You can get Maroon 5 calendars. You can get cheese spanners. You can get hitmen. You can't get contrails. They don't even exist.
Well, again, interesting argument, because we've all seen them with our own eyes, but you're right, they don't exist.
Yeah, where is one now? Nowhere.
Nowhere. Nowhere, Jorge.
There's a fellow in the sky above me right now doing skywriting. Have you seen this?
Yeah, that's with...
That's how else... If we didn't have contrails, how else would hopeless romantics put pressure on their girlfriends to marry them or advertise Pepsi Cola?
No, you are scientifically mistaken, because skywriting, of course, is just made of giant white ink, and it's not the same as a contrail.
Well, why doesn't it stay there, then?
Well, because it does stay there, but it stays there longer than a contrail, doesn't it? It's just giant.
It evaporates. That's why you've got to do them quickly.
It's just giant.
I don't know if you saw.
Well, all right. Well, hang on. Let's go. Okay, fair enough. Jorge. What if you wrote in the sky with hummus?
Well, you could do that. I don't know if you saw in Sweden what they were trying to do. I mean, they banned skywriting there because they couldn't do the umlauts properly.
Yes, these are the trials in Sweden.
They tried to write Malmo, and they couldn't turn the engine off and on again in quick succession to get the umlaut out. So that's they banned them there.
Yeah.
Specious argument. It's very different in Sweden. You know, any schoolboy knows that their troposphere and their stratosphere, they've got higher levels of herring essence, and so their contrails are more like fish skewers.
Yes. But the point of the trial, of course, is... and you're both... right and wrong at the same time here, because what they did in Sweden when they were experimenting with how to deal with these, as you say, these clouds, these water vapour condensed clouds out of the back of aeroplanes, they caught them in very long nets. They had some nets that were 33,000 feet high that they just push behind planes as they flew over Sweden, collect the contrails in the nets, and then they bring it back down to Earth, of course, and use the contrails before they evaporated as fertiliser to grow the meatballs in the allotments. And that's worked very well for them. They've now got an abundance of meatballs. So contrails are useful for growing meatballs.
They've also got that other theory that in Sweden, where they use Swedish hipsters to use vape cigarettes to send out trails behind the engines.
You're absolutely right.
If we didn't have chemtrails, could you imagine what would happen to a jet engine? It would explode. Is that what Nick wants? He wants exploding aeroplanes above the skies.
Nick, do you want to answer that?
I don't want exploding aeroplanes. I just said, you know, we're busy people.
Well, that's what will happen. My friend.
I'm a busy person. You know, I've not got time to combust hydrocarbon fuel and turn it into CO2 and water vapour. I've not got time to take it to high altitude and expose it to a cold environment.
Who's put you in charge of that?
Well, hang on a minute.
I've got time.
One minute, Nick. What are you...
No.
What?
him. I've not got time to condense that vapour into millions of tiny droplets. I've barely got time to poo these days.
It's not your responsibility, Nick. It's not your responsibility.
Nick, why don't you make time? Because what all I'm thinking is, if you don't like contrails because you say you haven't got time to go to high altitude and condense water vapour and expose it to a cold atmosphere, then why not make time? Because that way you might make friends with the contrail. You know what I mean? You might embrace the nature of a contrail.
Why work at getting to be friends and all pally with a contrail when, you know, right now I could have a contralto, I could have a contraction, I could have a quantro,
yeah.
I could have a drambuie or a grand marnier. Yeah, I can have a pint of best if I want. It's 2017.
What do you make of this idea? A lot of people texting in saying, what if we had contrails in the sky? That's where they are, that's where. But what if the pilot, we brought in a law that the pilot, every time their aeroplane made a contrail, the pilot had to get out and pick it up in a bag, like with dog poo?
I think there was a time when pilots would have done that naturally.
Hang on, both talking at the same time. That doesn't work. We need to be polite here. Nick, come back to that.
I think there was a time when pilots would have done that naturally. There was a time where they wore blazers, they had fountain pens in their pockets.
Yeah.
They would have thought to do that. That when they were skywriting, they would have written in a really nice flowing cursive script.
Yeah.
You know, but these days pilots, they're probably in sweatshirts and baseball caps and they'll do it all like block capitals, like they're a bit special.
Yeah.
And so it's too much to ask that they're going to pick up their contrails after them.
What do you essentially, I think what's happening here, Jorge, is that Nick is...
You've got an idiot on the line.
Now this is what I'm getting at, you see. You are... he's a plane shamer. He's plane shaming.
Yeah.
He's shaming a plane.
Yeah, and that's not.
You know, you can't shame. Well,
You can't do that.
No, you can't.
You know, in this day and age, you can't get away with that kind of thing.
No.
And I think he's being racist. I mean, a lot of my best friends are contrails.
Yeah, he's calling you a racist, Nick.
I know. Yeah, he's racist.
I'm not. I'm against sick making plane plumage. I call it queasy jet.
And there we must end the debate. Just we're out of time, really, but there's a lot of people getting very very agitated about this online, as you'd imagine, and messaging us, 87222, if you the word talk, or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any
word you like. Any word you like. Nick, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
Pol Pot.
Thank you. Jorge?
Pan Pot.
Good. Right, there we have it. What do you think? Do you think we need contrails? You've seen them in the sky behind the aeroplanes, but should the pilots come out of the aeroplanes and pick them up in a bag like it was dog poo? What do you think? Get in touch. It's The Big Debate. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
With Sky Bet, great just got greater. Introducing the all-new Cash Out Boost. Turbocharge your winnings with a chance to win a cash bonus when you cash out your bet. We could make £40 into £48, £20 into £30, and £25 into £50. With Cash Out Boost from Sky Bet, why cash out anywhere else? Sky Bet, that's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. Max cash out boost to the value of £50. Amounts will vary. When the fun stops, stop.
You're the backbone of our business. Strong, reliable, plus you look great. And you're really well built.
Oh, cheers, Steve.
Not you, Terry.
The Renault Traffic with 4 years 0% APR, servicing roadside assistance up to 4 years warranty and 3 Watt Van Awards. Make it part of your team. Visit a Renault Pro Plus specialist dealer to find out more. Business users and participating dealers only. Minimum deposit of 20%. Renault Finance hire purchase. Register by 31st of March. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Ah, Greensleeves. A classic. Penned by Henry VIII for his beloved wife Anne Boleyn. And after listening to this synth version while hanging on the phone, you too may experience a pain in the neck. Thankfully, if you're not a fan of Tudor Electra Hold Music, you can now do your tax online instead of on the phone. The new personal tax account from HMRC is quick, easy and secure and lets you check your tax and update your details online. See yours today at gov.uk/personal-tax-account.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Well, you will find some traffic through the West Midlands. Stop start on the M6 northbound from Junction 6 up to past Junction 9 at the moment. It's busy in places along that stretch. And you'll also find the M1 southbound through South Yorkshire. It's slow due to a broken down van just on the M1 at Junction 35. The M1 in both directions through Bedfordshire as well. We do have speed restrictions and a lane closed off. And that's in both directions between Junctions 12 and Junction 11. I'm Poonam Verma.
Here's your chance to become truly epic! With not one, not two, but a squadron, a swarm, a hurricane, a meteor shower, a galaxy, a universe of epic discounts! Visit Money Supermarket right now and you could save up to £275 on your car insurance. You're so Money Supermarket! 51% of customers saved up to £275 on their car insurance based on Consumer Intelligence data December 2016.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Are you? Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio in the next half an hour before 4 o'clock. Today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, of course. But here's where we reach another helping hand out of the radio towards somebody with a hope and a dream. That's right. It's where we kick a Kickstarter project up the arse. Perhaps you've got a hope and a dream. Maybe you've got an idea for a coin-operated cash point. Or maybe you're the US Attorney General and you've had an idea of how to get the Russians to help you rig an election. Whatever your idea, get in touch with us. We'll put you on the radio, just like we have with our next guest. And one such man creature is on the line now. His name is Jeff, and he's got an idea, a hope and a dream. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right. How you doing?
Yeah, we're good, thanks. Okay, well, I'm not going to do the work here because, you know, it's your project. It's what you're planning to do. Tell us about it, Jeff.
Gosh, well, this is a crazy idea, which I had about 5 years ago. I need to give you a bit of backstory. I've twice in my life held the world record for travelling to all the tube stations in the fastest time possible.
Right, so I'm just going to stop you right there. Why did this become a thing?
A great question. Because it was something that I did once for fun and for charity, and I have an obsessive personality, and it just became one of those things that I needed to do and conquer. So around almost 30 times now, I've been around the whole tube network, and twice I've been in the record books.
Wow.
And I've sort of retired from that now. It's sort of, you know, I feel like I've done that and I've conquered that. But something that, you know, when I'm down the pub with friends and you're telling them this and they have the same reaction as you, they go, why? The next thing that some people always say, you know, what about this, what about that? And at some point, someone always goes, ooh, is there a similar challenge for doing all the mainline national railway stations? Mm. To which I once said, no, don't be ridiculous. That would be a ridiculous thing. But it was kind of always in the back of my head. And I think that last year, 2016, my girlfriend and I, you know, we're having one of those years. I think everybody found 2016 to be a rough year. You know, like all the celebrities were like dying.
Yep.
It was a pretty bad year, you know, politics, etc. And we were just looking for something fun, something to lift ourselves, something to do. And the idea of travelling to all the UK, well, in this case, Great Britain's railway stations, surfaced again. And we had one of those moments over dinner where we were like, could we actually do this? You know, could we take that from being a ridiculous idea
well,
to actually doing it?
See, I like, for a start, I like your optimism. And I like that you say it's an uplifting thing to do. When, of course, most people certainly now would associate travelling on Britain's rails with abject misery, Jeff.
Well, yes, if you're a Southern commuter, which I have to, I got the Southern train in this morning, and yes, I was late. But I like to think I'm a believer. I do believe in public transport over the motorised car. And, you know, so for many reasons, it was like, shall we go and do it? Like, A, is this possible? We want to go and explore Britain. We want to see what other railways are like. We want to go and meet some people. And we want to sort of put a flag down in history and go, this is the state of Britain's railways in 2017. So we thought, how the heck do we do this? And so we launched a Kickstarter campaign. We worked out how much it would cost. We worked out how, based on how long, we worked out it would take.
God, did you have to go through all of the ticket variations to work out how much it would cost? So, right, if we go off peak here, Thursday afternoon between 2 and 2.05, it'll cost this much. And that must have taken ages.
That's worth getting
into the record books itself.
Yeah, I know. Luckily, there are things called Rover tickets. And in fact, there's a special ticket, which National Rail don't advertise much. It's called an all-line Rover.
Yeah.
And it allows you to travel, unlimited travel, for 2 weeks at a time. And then, me and my girlfriend, we have a two-together rail card, which gives you a third off. So that you get discounted fares anyway.
Right.
So the ticketing wasn't so bad as we thought.
Right.
The actual planning of how to do it is what's taking up most of the time. And as it stands at the moment, we've made our initial Kickstarter goal. And so, yes, to cut to the chase eventually, during May, June, July of this year, me and my lovely girlfriend, Victoria, are going to be spending 3 months travelling the entire length and breadth of Britain, visiting every single train station. And before you ask, there are 2,560 of them, which is a heck of a lot.
That is a heck of a lot. Where do you start? In the middle or at an end?
Yeah, we're going to start down in Penzance, which is obviously the southwest corner, and then make our way up, you know, north slowly through Britain, and we'll end up Thurso Wick, right at the top of Scotland.
But this is not just the main station. This is every station, is it? Even the little obscure ones.
Even the tiny ones. Oh, there are some stations we could talk about for hours. Let's not. But there's some stations which only get one train a week, not one train a day, one train a week.
Right.
Oh yeah, and we're doing them all. We've got to schedule it all in. Did you know that there's 152 request stops in Great Britain on the network, which is about 6% of the network, and you have to get on the. And there's certain trains a day that, you know, if you're not on the train, it skips that station. So we have to be on the special train, which doesn't skip.
Yes, because they do run these ghost trains, don't they, to keep the timetable up to date and be everything in the right place, but they don't have passengers a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's just the most famous one, and it's silly because it's now so infamous, it actually sees a lot of passengers. There's a Friday-only train between Stockport and Stalybridge up in Greater Manchester at like 9:20 in the morning. So one Friday, we've got to be on that train to do it. That's
right.
The only time we can do it. The other famous one, I think it's Teesside Airport, is one train a day in each direction on a Sunday.
I didn't know that we had request stops in this country. I thought that was like an American thing or something.
This is like
a flag stop, because I travel through Alaska on the train, which I know, Jeff, you probably now become semi-erect over. But the idea is, because right, you're very excited about that kind of thing, But I went through Alaska on a train journey. It was a road trip without a place without roads, right? That was the gist.
That
anyway,
sounds amazing.
What's amazing?
Through all the barren Iceland of Alaska.
Yeah, all of that, right?
On the train.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
But it's all flag stop. So there are stations, of course, like Talkeetna up near Denali National Park and stuff. But if you want the train to stop, what you do is, you know, because people hike through the badlands of Alaska, what you do is you put a flag down 2 miles from where you want to be picked up.
And, no way.
Yeah, and the driver sees the flag in the wilderness, right, puts the brakes on, it takes 2 miles for the train to stop because they're that big, right?
Right.
And then where it stops 2 miles away from where you put the flag is where you get on it, and it's anywhere on the network once you're in the middle of nowhere. They don't have stations, they just put a flag down and walk 2 miles. That's the way to do it.
Okay, so John, so like breaking news, today I'm launching a Kickstarter campaign to fund our Alaskan railway tour.
I'm coming with you.
2018.
I'm coming with you on that one.
That's what I'm doing next year.
There you go.
That sounds incredible.
It is incredible.
Well, there aren't any flags in Britain's railways, but you just literally stick your hand out. We did a test the other day. We went to Lincolnshire, which is lovely. We're near Cleethorpes, and there's a station up there called New Clee. And you literally just put your arm out and you flag and you wave down the train, just like you would at a bus request stop.
Well, that's just making a mockery of the health and safety rules, Jeff, isn't it? Because, you know, stand behind the yellow line, they say. Now you're sticking your hand in front of a train, you mad idiot.
I don't think it was a yellow line. I think it was such a remote station, there was no yellow line. I have to go back and check my picture. But, yeah, so...
So the idea is you're filming the whole thing, right? So it's going to be an online documentary, and which will, as you say, serve as a record of the state of Britain's railways in 2017. But we'll get a film out of it.
Sure. So it isn't just, as some people have suggested, they're not just funding a jolly, they're not just funding a holiday. It's going to be hard work for us. We're taking a video camera. I have quite a healthy presence on YouTube. I'm a transport vlogger. I make videos for YouTube anyway.
Transport vlogger. I mean, really, Jeff, you know.
I am a transport vlogger.
I believe you. I believe you. You know, I mean, there's Zoella and then there's you, isn't there? That's basically it.
So, like, Zoella, beauty products, Jeff, trains.
That's the two things.
How it works. I just am not as famous as her yet. But seriously, we're going to make a video hopefully every single day. So for 3 months, you'll be able to click and see what's going on. But we want to meet people and we want to find interesting things. And at the end of it, you know, we want to go, look, we went through Britain and this is what we found. And these were the people we met and these were the interesting things that we saw. And it's going to be a historical record. But, you know, we're going to give some of our footage to the National Railway Museum. So it's not just a holiday. It is going to be like a proper full online documentary that we hope people are going to find fascinating to follow.
I genuinely believe you. Have you not approached, because I mean, it is a fascinating project, because people are obsessed. You know, Michael Portillo spends his entire time going around the country on trains now for television.
Hey, do you know what? So I emailed Michael Portillo.
Yeah.
If you go to his website, he has an email address. So I was like, hey, Michael, just doing this great thing. And I was hoping he might pledge £10, but he did send back an email going, this sounds like you have great fun, Jeff. Thanks, Michael.
Miserable git.
There was no pledge. There was no pledge for Portillo. Oh, and I'm like, come on. You've got a couple of quid to spare,
Michael.
We
said he was a wrong'un. Well, look, I think it's great. I'd happily come with you, frankly. It sounds remarkable. Well, certainly to Alaska.
Maybe you should. The Talk Radio studios are in London, right? The other day you can send out one of your reporters or come yourself for like a leg of the journey whilst we're going through London.
I live in Kent and I have to come up on the train every day, so why don't I just time one of my journeys when you're doing that bit? And then, you know,
I'll talk to your producer or your sister, whoever you have. We'll find out where you live in Kent and we'll make this happen, all right?
I like that.
Okay.
All right. So, Jeff, where would we find this on Kickstarter? What do we search for?
So the website is literally the whole project is called All the Stations. So here comes the plug. So if you're on Twitter, look for All the Stations. If you on the website, allthestations.co.uk. YouTube, it's just search for the channel All the Stations. The logo, the branding is All the Stations. I should point out we've made our initial Kickstarter goal, which was like just under 30 grand.
That's pushing.
They do what they call stretch goals. And basically, the more money we make before the end of the Kickstarter campaign, which is the end of March, the more videos we can produce, because it costs to make good videos. The videos aren't going to be terrible. They're going to be good.
Yeah, because you know what you're doing. You're a transport vlogger. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm an experienced video editor, producer. That's kind of like my regular day job, and I blog. So, if you go to Kickstarter, All the Stations, or just search the website, allthestations.co.uk, and all the details are on there, and there's lots more info about why we're doing it, and me and Vicky are on there, and we would love you just to click and join and follow and get involved. Tell us your transport stories. Tell us what your favourite railway station is. Tell us places that you think we should go and visit, you know, that people might not know about, and we'll happily go and do it all for you.
And so, places to avoid. Awesome. Well, I think.
Avoid.
Good. Listen, Jeff, thank you very much for talking to us. That's Jeff. He's going on holiday and he wants you to pay for it. But it's all for a good
reason.
Thank you. You're welcome. It's all for a good reason. So all the stations, all the single stations. Not that, just all the stations. If you would like to read more about it, which I would, frankly. So that's Kickstarter. That's where we kick a Kickstarter up the arse on the programme. If you've got a crazy dream like Jeff and you'd like to come on the radio and talk about it and plug it, then all you need to do is get in touch. What you have to do is text us 87222. Start your message with the word talk. Or you could tweet us at Talk Radio. Start your message with any word you like. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And it's just after 3:30, so here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. The government insists police forces have the resources they need, despite inspectors claiming criminal cases are being shelved, suspects left untracked and victims let down. HMIC says policing in 14 parts of England and Wales is inadequate or needs improving. Former Chief Constable of Greater Manchester Police, Sir Peter Fahey, says the report is a bit misleading.
Well, I think it's a bit confusing because it seems to say that policing is in a perilous state, but it also says the vast majority of forces are doing well. And I think that is the true picture. The police have suffered huge cuts, 32,000 fewer staff, and at the same time they've seen their workload increase.
Meanwhile, controversial plans have been approved to give officers new high-tech tasers. The newer models fire two shots instead of one. Theresa May has indicated changes by peers to the government's Brexit bill will be thrown out. It's after the the House of Lords voted through changes which give all EU migrants the right to stay in the UK. A man has admitted raping a stranger hours before marrying his pregnant girlfriend. 28-year-old Derry McCann attacked a woman for 2 hours in a park in East London in January. South African officials say five people have been injured after a hospital's roof collapsed in Johannesburg. Two people remain trapped under the rubble after the building caved in. And Cilla Black's life is going to be turned into a musical.
Cilla Black.
Yeah.
Cilla Black's laugh.
That's her.
Right.
Anyway, her son, Robert Willis, says he thinks she would have been thrilled with the news and that he's looking forward to someone filling the lead role. The weather, a dry evening for many, but rain in some northern areas and the southwest, lows of just 1 degree. Tomorrow, rain will spread northwards, brighter with fewer showers for northern Scotland, highs of 11. There's more in half an hour. Or less than that, actually, 24 minutes.
Fewer.
Because you kept talking.
Do you want to run that sentence again?
No.
Okay. It was a nice surprise to hear you get that wrong. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's Victoria's news, but it's not over, is it?
No!
Because there's more news now.
Yes!
Because it's time for today's bonus news. It's animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is animal news.
So starting off with a serious one, a BBC newsreader has been criticised for appearing to joke about his colleague stamping on and killing a mouse.
What?
This happened. So James Kelly, who works for Radio 2, took pictures of the news mouse, which he's called it.
Hashtag news mouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Can it read the news?
No, but it keeps the newsreader's company at New Broadcasting House. What? But anyway, one of...
Radio 2 isn't in New Broadcasting House, it's in Wogan House.
Well, maybe the news comes from Newbrook. No, I don't know. This is the PA's wrong then.
Okay, carry on.
Oh, anyway, it definitely says Newbrook. Oh, wherever it comes, wherever the news reader
comes from, a little
Wogan House,
little hole in the skirt, little hole in the skirting board.
The news mouse.
Yeah.
The news mouse is dead, and
is it?
Yeah. And James Kelly has been criticised for like mocking the situation. His Twitter say like stamping on a mouse to. And
who stamped
it
on a mouse? Someone stamped on a mouse.
So one of the BBC employees did. Apparently, I think it was a World Service employee.
Was it? Is this a new radio DJ BBC scandal?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, as we were learning earlier, as Kevin O'Sullivan, the TV critic, said, perhaps we're done with the sex scandals of the DJs of the 1970s. Mm. We thought we'd moved on to presenters and game show hosts being spies. What was today's news about Richard Whiteley? But now maybe hashtag NewsMouseGate is the new... is the new scandal waiting to happen? Perhaps many radio broadcasters from Radio 2 have stamped on an animal. I don't know.
I don't know either, but it didn't take long for people to criticise him. So the RSPCA says it's shocking.
Yeah.
And PETA, the group, the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, called it cruel.
It is cruel to stamp on a mouse. I'm with them on this.
Yeah, and kill it.
I wouldn't
so stamp
on it.
Anyway, you can see a picture of News Mouse on my Twitter page. Victoria alive before.
Got big footprint in it.
Rest in peace. It doesn't. Stop lying. I wouldn't tweet a dead picture of that.
So
are they going to start calling it News Mouse House now?
I'm not sure. Maybe because they, you know, as a taxpayer, you can make that suggestion, and maybe they'll take it on board.
A license plate. Yeah, because at the end of the day, after that, World Service employee stamped on Terry Wogan and killed him. They named that building after him. And it's the same thing, isn't it? Mouse House.
Anyway,
should we move on?
Prince and Bowie have shot up the pet name charts as animal lovers have been paying tribute to their heroes. So Bowie, who died last year in January, went from number 780 in 2015 to 456.
Yes.
While Prince, who died last April, rose from 171 to 143. So they've been climbing the charts. But they're obviously not number one. Bella is top for both cats and dogs, and it's knocked Alfie off the number one spot for the first time since 2014.
When did Bella die?
No, Bella's alive.
Who's Bella?
Bella's the most commonly popular named dog of last year.
Oh. What's it named after?
It's just a popular name, John.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, and you can see I've tweeted a couple of dogs who look a bit like...
Oh, why did you stamp on them?
I didn't! There's a picture of a dog wearing a Prince outfit.
That's not
as in
right.
A
as in like
a Nazi uniform.
No,
not Prince Harry.
Oh,
no, just a generic royal-looking pet.
Yeah,
and also a pug which has been made to look like Bowie. And I've got one more story.
Oh, hang on, we're out of music, weren't we?
Yeah, exactly. I thought you were going to handle that without being so slow. And zookeepers in Denver had a bit of a surprise when one of their giraffes gave birth. So Capelli is the oldest of the zoo's giraffes, and she was also using birth control, so it wasn't a planned pregnancy.
Did you put a condom on a giraffe?
I don't think that's what she was using.
Okay.
But anyway, she became pregnant and gave birth to Dobby. And Dobby was born at the end of last month. And it's the first giraffe to be born at Denver Zoo in 7 years. And that's thank you to Alex off of Twitter for that suggestion.
Right.
And you can see a picture of cute little Dobby on my Twitter page, Victoria_born.
Ah, you stumped on Dobby.
B-O-U-R-N-E. I have not! Dobby's in America! I've never been there.
Goes to show that the only true form of contraception is abstention.
Great.
Well, you know, that's both of you two fine then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't lie.
There we go. Bonus animal news and an insight into Victoria's sex life. All in one hit. 20 to 4. Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Next up, today's edition of Paul Rossmaster.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
20th Century Fox presents...
The world is not the same.
Logan is a superhero movie like no other.
Mutants, they're gone now.
Critics are united. It's one of Hugh Jackman's greatest performances.
I am not what you think I am.
You could have it all.
It's exceptional filmmaking, bloody and bold.
I would find...
The best Wolverine yet.
This is what life looks like. You should take a moment. You still have time.
Logan, in cinemas now. Rated 15.
All right, Steve.
Devastated. She's gone, and I'm lost without her. We've been together years.
Yeah, but...
You can't rely on them.
You'll find another one, mate. Between you and me, I always thought she was a bit butch.
Hey, I'm talking about my old van.
I thought you meant Verity.
Me wife! Butch!
Oh, well. Either way, you can pick something up with a few less miles on the clock.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay. List your items for free and only pay when you sell. So there's never been a better time to get on eBay. Private sellers only. Conditions and exclusions apply.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts, and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, the M1 northbound through Derbyshire, we've got a lane closed on the entry slip road. That's due to a broken down vehicle just at junction 29, but traffic is coping fairly well. You'll find the M5 southbound through Worcestershire. There's a broken down vehicle that is blocking one lane between junction 5 and junction 6 through the roadworks there. Cheshire as well on the M6 northbound, slow due to a broken down vehicle between junctions 18 and junction 19 through the roadworks. I'm Poonam Verma.
Here's your chance to become truly epic.
with not one, not two, but a squadron, a swarm, a hurricane, a meteor shower, a galaxy, a universe of epic discounts. Visit Money Supermarket right now and you could save up to £275 on your car insurance. You're so Money Supermarket. 51% of customers saved up to £275 on their car insurance based on consumer intelligence data December 2016.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway. You have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Drive your free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tomorrow night from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Of course, the news today came that the two accountants that were blamed, they're from PricewaterhouseCooper. Coopers, of course, are responsible. They got the blame for the Oscar cock-up at the weekend. And we know from the news today they've been banned now from having anything at all to do with the Academy Awards or envelopes ever, ever again. And they have issued a statement saying that they want to get back into the Oscar ceremony. The only way they can do that now is to make a film and hope it's nominated. They have done this already with Ben Affleck in it. The trailer has just dropped for this. This is the story of Brian, of course, and Martha, those accountants of PricewaterhouseCoopers who cocked up the Oscars at the weekend. And we've got the exclusive play of the trail of their new film, The Accountant.
This fall, Ben Affleck stars in The Accountant.
You're different. Sooner or later, different scares people.
Yeah.
You think if you don't fight back, then maybe they'll like you. Stop picking on you, calling you a freak. Victim or not, make a decision.
Your son is a remarkably clumsy man. It wouldn't surprise me if he has more in common with Miranda Hart or Mr. Blobby than us. He has very poor cognitive skills.
Can our son lead a normal life?
Define normal.
Maybe he's capable of messing up much more than we know. Imagine the potential he has to ruin an award ceremony.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
The two accountants blamed for one of the biggest and most embarrassing moments in Oscar history have been officially declared unfit for duty.
The Accountant. Coming soon to an Academy Awards ceremony near you.
Which only really works if you're aware of or have seen the film The Accountant with Ben Affleck in it. Anyway, hashtag niche. Right, it's coming up to 4 o'clock or thereabouts. What there's still time for, though, is this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It is time to test somebody's knowledge as to Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Having their knowledge well and truly tested today is the presenter Craig Bailey. He's out of off of Peak FM, among other things. Hello, Craig Bailey.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Welcome to Paul Rossmaster.
Thank you, buddy.
For a start. Now, when are you on, Craig Bailey? Mid-mornings, is it?
Yeah, mate. 10 till 2, Monday till Friday.
Peak FM. And tell us a little bit about Peak FM, if you would.
Yeah, it's North Derbyshire's local station, so it covers North Derbyshire, Sheffield, in towards Derby if the wind's blowing in the right direction.
Yeah,
yeah. Good little station, mate. Yeah, we try to make people laugh, have a good time, and it's serves the whole of North Derbyshire, so it's good. It's a good station.
It's North Derbyshire's gain, as far as I'm concerned, Craig Bailey.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
But what is your knowledge of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross?
Oh, mate, below average.
Right, that's fine. That's all you need. What's going to happen is you're going to get three questions. They are A, B, and C answers mostly. You are looking to score some points, Craig. And if you do, you will be at the top of the leaderboard, along with everyone else who's ever played. So, here we go with this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Here we go. Question number one, Craig Bailey, Peak FM Mid-Morning, North Derbyshire. Current Matt Damon starring ancient Chinese battle film news now, and a certainly not Oscar-bothering current Matt Damon starring ancient Chinese battle film is the current Matt Damon starring ancient Chinese battle film, The Great Paul. The Great Paul tells the ancient story, Chinese, of ancient Chinese talk radio full set breakfast presenter and 11th century mercenary Paul Ross, who is imprisoned within an ancient Chinese radio studio where he discovers the ancient Chinese mystery behind one of the greatest wonders of the world. As wave after wave of low-quality guests, such as people from Towie and winners of Scotch egg-eating competitions, besiege Paul's breakfast show, he takes up arms and vows to fight to stop the onslaught, which is done by removing one of the producers and giving him a different job. But the Great Paul isn't the only radio-based martial arts film that there is. Name the other one, Craig. Is it A, Talk Sport afternoon martial arts action in Crouching Hawksby, Hidden Jacobs? Is it B, the Karate Kid Jensen? Former 1970s Radio 1 DJ Kid Jensen isn't implicated in any of the former 1970s Radio 1 DJ scandals, just to make that legally clear. Or is it C, Enter the Julia Hartley Brewer?
Yeah, we said Talk Sport.
Yep.
Yeah, A.
A is the right answer. Crouching Hawksby, Hidden Jacobs. Very good. Here's question number two. Traditional day-based news now. And earlier this week saw the traditional day-based day, of course, Paul Cake Day, when traditionally talk radio full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross tosses his batter into a frying pan, which makes a welcome change from through the passenger window of a car parked in dense foliage on a notorious roundabout in the Maidenhead area. The occasion comes just prior to Lent, when, in order to fast for the 40 days up to Easter, one traditionally uses up all the remaining Meow Meow drug from one's fridge. Paul Cake Day is, of course, the day before Ash Wednesday, which is where we traditionally celebrate James Whale's sidekick in the evenings on talk radio. But aside from Paul Cake Day, what other radio-based day do we traditionally observe? Is it A, Valentim's Day? Hippity-hopping DJ Tim Westwood pimps a bunch of roses. Is it B, Groundhog Dave Lee Travis? Former Radio 1 DJ Dave Lee Travis repeatedly offends. Or is it C, Burns Night? The day when we remember that unbroadcastable yet industry-wide story about former Capital Radio Drive Time presenter Greg Burns, a famous pop star and a snooker table. And yes, I have seen the video.
Oh, mate, I don't believe how seriously I'm taking this. I don't know the answer.
A, B, or C?
A.
A's the right answer again. Very good. Very strong.
There we are.
Question number three, final question, is a music question, Craig. Have a listen to this music. There. Of course, that was the preposterously named and, if you remember them, preposterously be-haircutted Kajagoogoo with their 1983 hit Too Shy. Here's your unrelated question. This week, scientists digging up the bones of ancient radio broadcasters have discovered that the largest of them, talk radio full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross, was up to 50 metres in length and weighed as much as 77 metric tons. They further established that the necks of such creatures made up much of their entire body length, and the reason is that certain radio presenters, such as Paul Ross, was able to grow special toothed bones in his back, explaining why he could so withstand the enormous stresses imposed on him by various tabloid incursions into his private life and the subsequent constant dredging up of it by this quite poor quiz. Here's your question. Name five famous backs. Five famous backs.
Backs, you're joking, are you?
Famous backs.
I've no idea. No. My back, your back,
okay.
His back.
Good.
Their back.
Yes.
And,
gonna have to put a timer on you now.
Stuck on the back again. Always the same.
Well, look, let me tell you what I had written on the card. I said name five famous backs. I had noted film To the Future.
Yes.
The noted songwriter, Bert Bacharach. The noted Danger Mouse villain, Baron Green.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that one.
The noted composer, Johann Sebastian.
I forget that.
And the unnoted band, Nickel.
Oh, Nickelback.
Yeah, that's what I'd written on the card. Well, look, we've got to very quickly take your scores. Are we firing up the system? We're quickly going to fire up the system. It's a very slow system, Craig. Bear with us while we work out the scores. But you are looking for some points. You will get to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played, should you score some points. It's probably going to be a slightly quicker system today for time. Just guessing. And we're into the system, so...
Wow, the printer's quit and quiet today, isn't it?
Is that because it's just about 3 minutes to Sam Delaney time? Okay, he's looking for some points. Craig Bailey, Peak FM, Mid-Mornings, North Derbyshire and its surrounds. He's looking for some points. He's played Paul Rossmaster. What are the scores?
I can't confirm,
yes.
Craig Bailey has scored...
Yes!
Some points!
He's got some points!
Yeah!
North Derbyshire. Craig, congratulations.
Thank you, mate. I feel pleasantly content with that.
Well, that'll pass. That's Craig Bailey. Thank you very much indeed. There he is, Peak FM, Mid-Mornings. Craig Bailey playing Paul Rossmaster, of course. Now, though, it's time for Sam Delaney, who's here right now, Sam Delaney. Who's
Hi.
On in a minute. Hi there.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good. You?
All right.
Good.
We're talking about campuses being really left-wing and not letting people on. Have you talked about that today?
No, but we know about it.
Yeah, no, Rudd was just telling me about how you created a safe space for him, which is obviously quite good.
Yeah.
But it is an encumbrance having someone like Rudd or any snowflake in a professional organisation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've told you about the time he cried during Donald Trump's inauguration. And I'm like, Rudd, you're a journalist. And what that means, above all else, is that you're supposed to be heartless.
Yeah.
Okay, because you can't really hope to be a proper journalist, can't hope to be resilient and objective enough if you have even a semblance of human emotion.
Like Julia Harless Brewer.
Exactly. That's why she's a great journalist and why Rudd is a rubbish one.
That's right.
Right? They're the two polar opposites in this organisation. Do you think Julia Hartley Brewer cried when Donald Trump was inaugurated? No, but she wouldn't have smiled either. She'd have been completely stone-cold emotionless.
That's right.
And that's what we need all of our young people to be.
Yeah, but instead, at university,
everyone's
decided
crying.
To whinge about stuff. Yeah.
I mean, when I don't know about you, John, when I was at university, politics was very unfashionable.
Yeah.
But I went to university in the 90s where there was nothing to worry about, really, at all. Because the Cold War was over and 9/11 hadn't happened yet and, you know, Britpop. So it didn't really matter at all. No one really cared and just loved them. Now it sounds so tedious and boring and angry. And what they don't like is anyone with opinions to the right of their own.
That's exactly
which is pretty much everyone.
So trigger warnings.
And so they're shutting down all debate. And there's a new report saying that this is going to end badly for the whole country. Yeah. So we'll be looking into that.
Good stuff. All right, Sam Delaney with you next on Drive. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4 o'clock, in what can only be described as the afternoon. I'm John Hood.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.